virtual pep band with our national anthem here from John Field Gym. Let's send things to PA announcer Bill Allison for our starting lineups.
Are your starting lineups? First for Rock Island, a 5'5 senior, number 5, Siobhan Brewer. A 5'7 senior, number 11, Harmony Trice. A 5'7 junior, number 22, Carly Hoover. A 5'11 junior, number 23, Shemaya Clark. And a 5'7 junior, number 33, Carice Allen. Rock Island coached by Thad Hoover, assisted by Henry Hall and Jan Watts. Now for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. 5'4 senior, number 5, Rainey Sibley. 5'8 sophomore, number 20, Casey Williams. 5'7 senior, number 24, Chloe Anderson. 5'3 senior, number 30, Jessica Lieber. And 5'5 senior, number 32, Sharon Diggins. Your ball girls tonight, Abby Lingefelter and Kaylin Milroy. Your head coach, Evan Massey, assisted by Andy Allison, Michael Rux, and Jay Barsinger.
Thanks to PA announcer Bill Allison here from John Field Gym. Just about ready to tip things off. The Galesburg Silver Streaks, 7-1, 2-0 in the Western Big Six. The Rock Island Rocks, 6-0, 2-0 in the Big Six. The Streaks in their home white, trimmed in silver and black. The Rocks in their road crimson, trimmed in gold and white. In the center circle for the Streaks, Casey Williams at 5'8". And for the Rocks, it'll be Shemaya Clark at 5'11". And a junior, Casey Williams, a sophomore. Ready to tip things off. From John Thiel Gym here on WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14 at WGIL.com. Also on TuneIn Radio, the tip won by the Rocks. The ball got poked away by Chloe Anderson. Clark comes down with it, gives it in the backcourt to Brewer. She's trapped up, now dribbles out of trouble, working against Rainey Sibley and Sharon Diggins. Now finally gets it right of the center circle to Carice Allen, left wing. It goes to Shemaya Clark. She fires the three and puts it in.
Well, we heard they don't shoot a lot of threes, and right away they go right to it.
Now Jessica Lieber able to break the full court pressure. Got pushed, no call. Now Chloe Anderson down on the block. Kicks out to Rainey Sibley, left baseline. Fires a three. It's off the rim. Long run down by Casey Williams on the right wing. Casey looks for some help. Has the ball stripped away. Got it back. Gets to Chloe Anderson, top of the key. Chloe dribbles right. Good, tough man-to-man defense by the Rocks. Chloe thought about the three. Now to Casey Williams. Down the right side of the lane. The runner off the paint. They're off the glass. No good. Rebound comes down to Carice Allen for the Rocks. On the dribble in the backcourt, looking for some help, and just turns and throws it. And now the ball tipped away by Jessica Lieber, and unfortunately get called for a foul going after the loose ball. She ran into Carly Hoover. So Jessica Lieber, a hustle foul there, picks up the foul going after the loose ball. That's the first foul in the ball game.
Yeah, always a tough foul, and Jessica had tipped that ball free, and you're right, she just had too much momentum going towards Hoover and knocked the ball away. So we talked about the rotation. Streaks bring their first rotation in, and so do the Rocks. Rocks,
yeah.
Rotation is of four.
Yeah, they did four as well as the Streaks. So Hoover stays on for the Rocks. Jessica Lieber for the Streaks. Firing from the left wing. Three-pointer up and good for Jacqueline Twing. We saw her hit a couple of threes last year for this team. And it's 6-0 Rocks, and now we've got a scramble on the floor, loose ball. Now a foul's going to be called.
And this is going to go against Brewer.
Yeah, Jessica Lieber, Siobhan Brewer tied up, and Jessica actually offers her hand and helps her up. So the first two fouls go against the two leading scorers in the for their respective teams. 6-0 Rock Island, 6:47 to play here in the first quarter. In for the Streaks, Sabrina Clay, Haley Kelso, Allison Mangieri, Lexi Daniels, and Jessica Lieber. This is Sabrina Clay against the full court pressure. Streaks break it easily with the pass. Now it's Allison Mangieri out high on the left side, left of the center circle, hands off to Jessica Lieber. Now she's triple teamed, dribbles out of trouble, gets picked from Sabrina Clay, gets tripped up, and the foul's going to go against Jacqueline Twing.
Well, that was the perfect way to break the press. But what went wrong there is when Ailsa Mangieri got the ball, instead of advancing the ball upwards, they tried to set up the offense and give it to Jessica Lever. Well, by banding up Jessica Lever, it brought four defenders over to Jess. And she only saw two of them because there was two right on her, but two lurking behind. Somebody's got to yell out to her that the whole opposite side of the floor is open.
Five new rocks in. This time, Siobhan Brewer goes to the bench. This is Jessica Lever, and she gets fouled again immediately. This time it goes against Jasmiah Quinn, a 5'3 sophomore. Actually played quite a bit in the sophomore game. By the way, the Rocky sophomores beat the streak 62-44, so Quinn picks up her first foul. That's the 13th foul now on the Rocks as Rainey Sibley, Casey Williams, Danny Teal, Sharon Diggins, and Sammy Thompson check in for the Streaks. And it comes to Sammy Thompson, left wing, trapped up, dribbles out of trouble, gives to Rainey Sibley. Rainey on the dribble, left of the center circle, gets a pick from Casey Williams. Now picks up as she gets trapped, gives to Casey Williams. Three top of the key is too hard. Rebound comes down to Carice Allen for the Rocks. Knocked away from behind by Danny Teal. Rainey Sibley tried to reach after it, couldn't pick it up. Oh, they're going to give the ball to the Streaks. Wow. Right in front of Thad Hoover. He's like, wait a minute. I agree with him on that one. Danny Teal knocked the ball away. And if she didn't touch it last, Rainey Sibley did try to get it. But the Streaks get it back, and they get a break that time.
Well, on that last possession, Casey, instead of shooting that three, should have taken it to the basket. She had a two-on-one to the basket with Sharon, and instead of taking it to the rim, she decided to just put up a three, and she had no balance to her shot as the Streaks throw it away right there for their first turnover. Both teams with a turnover apiece. Streaks trail 6-0.
Tried to get it to Rainey Sibley on the left wing, overthrew her out of bounds as five new Rocks come in now. Actually, four. I believe Carice Allen stays on this time as she's got the ball. Allen across midcourt right side, stolen away by Rainey Sibley, now knocked away by Allen. Diving in the front court for the Streaks. Allen picks up and gives way to Twing. Now this is Angel Parker running down the left side, lays it up, partially blocked by Casey Williams. Casey with a rebound, knocked away from behind by Parker. And the Streaks will bring it from three-quarters court as we'll have a line change for Galesburg. Chloe Anderson, Jessica Lever, Allison Mangieri, Sharon Diggins, and Sabrina Clay are in.
One of the things we talked about before we went on the air was the fact that a lot of these sophomores played in the sophomore game.
Yeah.
And Angel Parker actually had four fouls in that sophomore game, so you know she got some play. So it's interesting to see so many of them in the game here.
Yeah, Streaks with another bad pass to Chloe Anderson on the near sideline, and Chloe went up for it, came down out of bounds, and really not much else she could do. I mean, if she would have taken her eye off the ball to see where she was landing, she would have never caught the ball, so that was a no-win for Chloe on that one.
Yeah, three turnovers now for the Streaks to go to with two for the Rocks, and the Streaks still have that 6-0 deficit. This is going to be a long game at this route.
Kind of like the sophomore game went. 5:43 to play first quarter. And it comes to Harmony Trice. Dribbles down the right side. Splits the defenders. Puts a runner up. No good. Rebound tipped out. And now run down by Sharon Diggins. Now it's stolen away. Sharon gets it back and now throws it away as it's picked off by Carly Hoover. Right side. This is Harmony Trice. She'll fire the three. In and out. No. Rebound tipped up and brought down by Allison Mangieri. Jessica Lever with it. To Sharon Diggins down the right side. Runs down. Lays it up. No. But she's bumped before she goes up. I thought the bump happened as she was going up. But they're going to say it was on the floor.
Well, the Streaks better be ready to shoot free throws, because already four fouls on the Rocks, and looks like the Streaks will be able to make some hay if they keep going, because this Rocky team, a lot of pressure, but they're very over-aggressive. They haven't learned to kind of mirror the ball. They're all going for the steal.
Foul one against Carly Hoover. That's her first, the daughter of Coach Thad Hoover. Also has a freshman daughter that's playing on the sophomore team. Chloe Anderson runs down the right side. A foul called on Shamaya Clark. Chloe Anderson collided with Sabrina Clay, but the official is saying what happened was that Clark pushed Sabrina into it. I didn't see that.
And that's exactly what happened. Chloe was posting up. And she was posting up essentially to set a screen.
Yeah,
so
Sabrina
that,
was posting
so,
up. Yeah.
So that's no, Chloe was.
Oh, okay.
So that Sabrina could come around the corner, and they put that she just put two hands to the back and pushed Chloe out to Sabrina, thinking the official wouldn't see it.
So that's five team fouls now on Rock Island. First on Shamaya Clark, as the Streaks have Haley Kelso, Casey Williams, Hannah Smith for the first time, Lexi Daniels, and Danny Teal on the floor. And it comes to Casey Williams out high on the right side. Gets to Hannah Smith, top of the key. Goes down. Nope, she traveled with it. Picked up the pivot foot before she put the ball on the floor. As five new Rocks come in. Mystique Thompson is in, as well as Mariah Ramsey. Siobhan Brewer back in. Olivia Brooks. And Cynthia Meyer is also a sophomore who got a lot of playing time in the sophomore game.
What do you always say about having more turnovers than points? Right now the Streaks, five turnovers, no points.
Streaks trail 6-0. Now we're going to have a foul on Haley Kelso on the inbound, going after the inbound pass. That'll be her first. And the second team foul on the Streaks. 5:03 to play here in the first quarter.
Rocky cheerleaders pretty active down there.
Yeah, it's hard to get in that side of the door. They're like lined up in front of the entrance to the gym here. Right corner, Brewer cross courts it to Mystique Thompson. Three pointers off the mark. Brewer down with a weak side rebound. Turnaround 10 footer in and out. No good. Rebound tipped around. Goes to the floor, and we're going to have a tie up as Lexi Daniels dove in there. She's in there along with Olivia Brooks for Rock Island, as well as Mystique Thompson. Possession arrow points toward the streaks.
For a team that doesn't shoot a lot of three-pointers, they shoot a lot of three-pointers.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking. Inbound tipped away by Mariah Ramsey. Streaks will have to do it all over again.
They're already 2 for 4. Yeah, 2 for 4 from three-point strike. The streaks have only taken 1, 2 three-pointers in the game.
Inbound is nearly stolen away by Brewer. Ball goes to the floor. Now Brewer does pick it up. Down the right side. Nice look underneath. Tipped away by Casey Williams. Going to go back to the streaks as Cynthia Myers couldn't hang on. Casey Williams had tipped away. Myers couldn't hang on. Streaks will bring it the length of the court again. But this time it'll be Katie Lingenfelter to inbound. She's in there with Sharon Diggins, Chloe Anderson, Jessica Lieber, and Rainey Sibley. Brewer stays on for Rock Island. Carice Allen back in, as well as Harmony Trice. Let's see, Carly Hoover, and Shamaya Clark in there as well. Now we've got a foul as there's a loose ball on the floor, and Jessica Lieber is going to pick up her second foul. I didn't see exactly what happened. The
ball basically what happened was the streaks.
Oh, no, it goes against Brewer. Well, wait a minute.
No.
It's Rainey Sibley. Okay, Rainey's number five. I just saw the number five. I saw Jessica laying there. I didn't see Rainey near the play. Now Jessica Lieber with a steal on the inbound. Jess drives down the right side, lost the handle on, leans in, puts it up. Oh, a travel called. That was a late travel. She may have prior to that, but got knocked to the floor and was putting the ball up by the time the whistle blew.
Well, what Jess has to understand is there's not a whole lot of height on this Rocky team this year. So that short little jump shot she does on her stop and jump shot is what she could be using against these girls, and it would probably be pretty successful.
Hoover, three-pointer from the right baseline, is up and good. That is their third of the game. 9-0 Rock Island, pitching a shutout so far against the Streaks. 4:07 to play here in the first quarter. Rainey Sibley across midcourt left side, hands off to Jessica Lieber, but got her in a bad spot again. Triple team. Ball got knocked away. Katie Lingenfelter picks it up in the backcourt to Jessica Lieber. Back to Katie Lingenfelter, top of the key, and has it knocked away and stolen. And now Sharon Diggins is going to pick up a foul as Carice Allen had stolen it away from Katie Lingenfelter. Sharon reached in on Allen and picks up her first foul. That's now 14 fouls on the streaks with 3:52 to play here in the first quarter.
Well, what's happening right now, Tom, is that the streaks are trying too hard to run their offensive sets. The Rocks are basically saying, go ahead and take layups. We're going to overplay you in the three-point area. We're going to overplay the passing lanes. They're giving you layups every time down the floor, or at the very minimum, they're giving you the middle of the floor.
Now a steal by Haley Kelso. Gives to Allison Mangieri. Lays it up right side and good. So with 3:45 to play in the first quarter, the Streaks get their first basket on Allison Mangieri layup. Make it 9-2. Now timeout called by Thad Hoover. A 30-second timeout. And you know, one of the things that's happened also, they're getting caught up in a trap, and rather than looking for that backdoor pass or over the top, they're panicking and trying to hand off to Jessica, who's nearby, but they're handing off to her in a triple team. There's right. Not much she can do with it either.
Exactly, and part of it is them trying to run that offensive set.
Yeah.
They like to, the Streaks like to initiate their offense by getting it to one of their guards on the wing. That way they can either run their pick and roll, they can run their give and go, those kind of plays. But what's happening is, you're exactly right, they're forcing it into those situations, and when they're handing it off, the Rocks are getting hands on the ball, they're getting double teamed, and that's the kind of situation you can't have. You've got to look to see what's open, and what's open is the back door cuts, the middle of the floor, and the drives.
Rocks with the basketball across midcourt. This is Mariah Ramsey with it. Swings it to the right baseline. This is Morgan Twing. She fires a three and puts it up and in. I'm assuming the sister of Jacqueline Twing. Morgan Twing puts one up and in. Morgan Twing, a 5'4 sophomore, make it 12-2 Rock Island. And the Streaks turn it over again on an overthrow. And Rock Island will bring in five new players. For the Streaks, Michaela Isley, Haley Kelso, Jessica Lieber, Allison Mangieri, and Sabrina Clay.
Coach Massey wanted to foul down at the other end of the floor, but the Streaks have got to do a better job passing the basketball. This is not going to work well for them if they can't pass the ball around.
Right baseline, Harmony Trice puts up the five-footer, bothered by Sabrina Clay. Rebound's going to go off of Sabrina. Goes back to Rock Island with 3:16 to play in the first quarter. 12-2 Rocks. Casey Williams, Sammy Thompson, Danny Teal, Rainey Sibley check in for the Streaks. Sharon Diggins stays on the floor. Or I guess she is checking back in, isn't she?
Yeah.
Inbounding will be Carly Hoover on the right baseline. Overthrow, nearly stolen away by Danny Teal, but coming up with it was Jesmiah Quinn. She can't hit. Now Casey Williams with it for the Streaks. Gives to Sammy Thompson across midcourt. Overthrew Danny Teal, and the Streaks are going to turn it over again. Sammy going a little bit too fast there on a high pass.
Well, the other thing, again, the middle of the floor is open, and Danny stopped at the free throw line because that's what their offense dictates, whereas she needs to go right to the rim because that's going to be what's wide open. The Streaks have to start running it like they run their secondary break where they get that quick pass and then the pass under the basket.
High arcing three-pointer from Carly Hoover, right baseline, no good, but the rebound comes down to Carice Allen. The runner is up and no good. Rebounded Danny Teal for the Streaks. Tried to get the outlet pass off, but it's stolen away. Now Casey Williams gets it back for the Streaks. Gives way to Sammy Thompson. Now Danny Teal across midcourt. Left wing, Rainey Sibley out high left side. Casey Williams fires a three and got it. So all but one of the baskets in this game is a three-pointer. That was a layup by Allison Mangieri. Now Rainey Sibley with a steal. 12-5 Rock Island. 2:25 to play first quarter. Kind of a helter-skelter game so far. Sammy Thompson right of the center circle to Casey Williams, top of the key, left wing. Rainey Sibley fires a three and got, nope, just a two.
They're giving her
two. For Rainey. Yep, had her foot on the line. Had a lot of those from Rainey this year. Foot on the line, make it 12-7. 2:09 to play. Near steal by Rainey on the inbound. Allen gets it down the left side. Carice Allen on the run. Switches back to the right side, lays it up.
Oh,
wow. She traveled the ball, then ran into Casey Williams. There was some contact, but you're just like the down on this end when we thought Jessica Lieber was going to go to the free throw line. They called the travel late. This time he called the block after the travel and called the basket good. So Carice Allen, a chance at the traditional three-point play. The foul went against Casey Williams, her first 15 foul on the Streaks.
Well, that official just wasn't watching what was going on right there because she picked up her dribble up by the outline for the volleyball. You're the volleyball aficionado. Mm-hmm. by the gray line up there, and then ran the rest of the way in.
That would be the volleyball baseline. There you go.
Yeah.
Free throw, no good. Nice look from Jessica Lieber to Chloe Anderson. Can't hit the shot, but she got hammered by Mercedes Jackson, a 5'11 sophomore in for Rock Island. Jessica Lieber, that's exactly what you want. They broke the pressure. Jessica threw the defender near the top of the key, made the nice dish to Chloe under the basket.
So wow, all of a sudden, according to the scoreboard, the Rock's up to 30 fouls.
It seems like it. Chloe Anderson goes to the free throw line with two shots. Should be six now for the Rocks. 14-7, Rock Island leads. 1:56 to play here in the first quarter as Chloe Anderson hits the first.
Well, this is where the Streaks are going to be able to get back into this game because 14-8 now. Chloe has got to hit free throws. The Streaks are going to be in the bonus for the rest of the half.
Chloe just
56%
on the year. 14-8, Streaks trail. 1:56 to play, first quarter, second shot, no good. Rebound tipped out by Allison Mangieri, but run down by Jacqueline Twing. On the dribble right side, this is Angel Parker. Knocked away on the baseline. Twing gets it back, gets it under the basket to Jackson. She lays it up and in, and she's fouled. I believe it was Sabrina Clay that's going to get the call.
Yeah, she got a little too aggressive going after the block there and got her with the body. That'll be the first on Sabrina, the sixth on the streak. So this is going to be a very foul-heavy first half, it looks like.
Man,
it, for the
not unlike Saturday afternoon was kind of that way. Mercedes Jackson at the free throw line. High arcing shot. That's something apparently the Rocks have been working on because a lot of these threes we've seen real high arc of that free throw from Mercedes Jackson the same way. And now we've got a reach against Carice Allen.
Maybe they practice their shooting the same way the Patriots have been practicing the Lions scrimmage this week to go against the Texans. They've been using brooms to simulate the tip passes.
That could be. The foul went against Carice Allen, the reach on Jessica Lieber. Jessica has yet to score.
Jessica, 38-47 on the season from the stripe. She's shooting at 80.9%, so having a very fine season from the stripe.
And hits the first, and she will get the bonus. Her first points of the ball game. Make it 17-9, 1:42 to play here in the first quarter.
This is going to be one of those games where I think actually Jessica would benefit by being the second person to touch the ball on the offensive sets. Open her up, play her off the ball a little bit more. Second or third even.
Hits the second free throw on the dribble. This is Jasmiah Quinn. Lost a handle on it. Sharon Diggins comes up with it in the backcourt. Gives way to Chloe Anderson. Chloe to Sabrina Clay. Now looking for Jessica Lieber. Siobhan Brewer all over here. Now Jessica Lieber across midcourt and triple teamed in midcourt. Goes to the right wing. Picks up. Gives to Sabrina Clay. Top of the key. Thought about the three. Didn't pull the trigger. Gave to Allison Mangieri. 3 points.
Oh. The swing is good. That was some of the best form we've seen from her in two seasons.
So Allison Mangieri with five. Make it 17-13. Brewer quickly down the left side. Puts it up uncontested.
Sabrina Clay, at the very least, has to just stay straight up with her hands.
Boy, and then Sabrina got called for stepping over the end line on the inbound. So the Streaks give up the easy basket and then turn it over.
14 turnovers for the Streaks in the first quarter.
By the way, that was the first basket for Siobhan Brewer. So make it 19-13 Rock Island. 109 to play first quarter. Back in, Casey Williams, Danny Teal, Haley Kelso, Jessica Lieber, Sharon Diggins stay on the floor. This will be
middle Morgan of the floor, Twain middle of the floor.
Though. Yep, and it comes to Jackson. She can't hit the easy shot. Rebound comes down to Morgan Twing. Now the ball tipped away. They're going to say it went off of Casey Williams last, so the Rocks will have it again. And it'll be Morgan Twing to inbound from the right baseline for Rock Island.
Well, Casey got the block right there on Morgan Twing, but if somebody would have covered the middle of the floor, they wouldn't have been able to get that first shot.
Left baseline, three-pointer was short by Jacqueline Twing, but the rebound comes down to
Therese Allen.
She puts it up and in. She's got four, make it 21-13. Streaks had it down to four. Now Haley Kelso, three-pointer left wing is good. Make it 21-16, 43 seconds to play, and now a push is going to be called on either Danny Keel or Haley Kelso. They had Morgan Twing trapped up and got a little bit of body on her.
It's going to be against Haley Kelso. That's her second. And, again, free throws the rest of the way for both teams, and we have 42.5 left to go here in the first quarter. Streaks trail 21-16, and they've really had some issues getting the ball off the floor, 14 turnovers to go with their 16 points.
Morgan Twing at the free throw line, 5'4 sophomore. Missed the first one. Rebound tipped around. Finally, it's stolen away from Sharon Diggins, but traveling with it was Cynthia Myers. Ball got tipped up. Sharon was coming down with it. Myers took it away, but yanked so hard she took a couple of steps with it. So the teams exchanged turnovers with 40 seconds to play in the first quarter. Full court pressure again. In it comes to Haley Kelso. Now to Jessica Lieber. Jessica breaks the pressure. Streaks with numbers down the left side. Lays it up. No good, but she's fouled by Mystique Thompson. So Jessica Lieber goes to the free throw line, this time with two shots. Her only 2 points came on one in bonus a little bit ago. 34.1 to play first quarter.
Just got the benefit of an out-of-position official right there because I think Mystique did a great job of getting her hand on the ball without making any contact.
First but free throw's up and good.
It looked
take
like,
them when we can get them.
Yeah, it looked like she did reach around her, so that's where the call came from.
And I think it might have been a little bit of anticipation on the official part as well.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Rainey Sibley, Danny Teal in there with Casey Williams, Jessica Lieber, and Sharon Diggins. 34.1 to play in the first quarter. Second shot bounces off no good. Rebound comes down to Harmony Trice for the Rocks. Gives way. Nope, stolen by Sharon with the steal, but she bounced it trying to reel it in and bounced it on the baseline, so the Streaks give it right back with 29 seconds to play. Inbounding, Shamaya Clark, 5'11", junior. Full court pressure from the Streaks. 29 seconds to play first quarter, 21-17 Rocks. Therese Allen on the dribble, knocked away by Danny Teal.
It's went off go Danny's out of bounds. Foot.
Yeah, I thought maybe for a minute it had gone off Carice Allen's foot, but it went off Danny's foot after she knocked it away.
Yeah, it was unfortunate because I think Danny was going to make a clean steal there, but unfortunately the last dribble just nicked her foot and went rolling out of bounds.
Siobhan Brewer drives left baseline, five-footer, no good, but the rebound by Trice up and no good. Rebound tipped around and finally run down by Danny Teal. 15 seconds to play. Casey Williams across midcourt, left of the center circle with 12. Now with 10, Casey down the right side of the lane, scoops it up, can't hit, but she's fouled, got bumped by Shamaya Clark going up with 8.4 seconds to play. Clark picks up her second foul. Casey Williams goes to the free throw line with two shots.
Coach Hoover not very happy. That's one of those that's a tough call for the defensive player because Shamaya Clark was standing straight up and down with her arms up, and as we've seen a lot this season, Casey initiated the contact and also got the call.
First free throw, Casey's got four. Make it 21-18. She can cut it to a two-point game. Rainey Sibley, Allison Mangieri back in for the Streaks. In there with Sharon Diggins, Danny Teal, and Casey Williams. 8.4 seconds to play first quarter. Second shot up and good.
Well, the Streaks trailed by as many as 10, so they've done a good job chipping back away to get this.
Now
the
ball nearly turned over. Finally, Brewer diving after it, and Carice Allen picks it up. 2 seconds to play. Gets it to Trice. Fires a three at the buzzer. It's short. We have played one wild quarter of basketball at John Field Gymnasium. After one, it is Rock Island 21, Galesburg 19. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
It happens.
And it can be anything unexpected.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. When it happens, it's our hope at Bates that we can make it as easy on you as possible.
Remember, Bates is here to make it better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Here we are again, the Animal Stories News Team. I'm Uncle Larry.
And I'm Little Tommy.
Every family should have emergency plans in the event something bad happens. You know, a bad storm could damage your house. You may have to evacuate for some reason.
And always include your pet in those plans. Make sure you have a 2-week supply of food, water, medicine.
Yeah, and make sure you have your ID tags on everything with your cell phone number and all your pet vaccination records. Log on to ready.illinois.gov for more info.
Sponsored by the Illinois Emergency Management Agency.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Rocks with the basketball to start the second quarter, but a steal by Sharon Diggins. 21-19, Rock Island leads the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson from John Thiel Gym. The Streaks 7-1 on the season. Rock 6-0. Both teams 2-0 in the Western Big Six. Casey Williams drives down the right side. Probably should have taken the shot that time. Drew the defender, tried to make a hard bounce pass to Chloe Anderson. That was one of those where Casey probably should have taken that shot, though.
Yeah, it's being a little too unselfish.
Full court pressure, and the ball stolen away by Rainey Sibley. Chloe Anderson with it, looks for help. Gets to Jessica Lieber. She's bumped from behind, and Siobhan Brewer is going to pick up her second foul. So Jessica Lieber goes back to the free throw line for a chance to win a bonus. Actually, this is going to be the 10th team foul, so it'll be two shots for Jessica Lieber. She's 3-for-4 from the line, 3 points, and she can tie the ball game up if she makes both. So Brewer picks up her second. 10 team fouls now on Rock Island, 7 on the Streaks in that first quarter. The Streaks hit 3 3-pointers. The Rocks hit
4
3-pointers in that first quarter. Jessica Lieber makes the first and make it 21-20 as the Rocks bring in 5 new players. Mercedes Jackson, Jacqueline Twing, Morgan Twing, also Mariah Ramsey, and Jasmaya Quinn. Second shot, Jessica Lieber rolls off, no good. Rebound comes down to Jackson, and her outlet pass goes out of bounds, and the Streaks are going to get it back. Streaks will have it on the far sideline in front of the Rock Island bench. They have a chance to take the lead now. 7:34 to play first half. Streaks trail 21-20. They have not led in this game. In fact, they were down, 9 as they turn it over. This is Jacqueline Twing down the right side. Uncontested. Lays it up and in. Twing with 5 and make it 23-20. In fact, the Streaks were down, 9-0 before they scored, or was it 12-0?
It was 9-0, 12-2.
Casey Williams looking for help, might get a 5 call, and now her pass is stolen away by Jacqueline Twing. Now it's Shamiah Clark on the run. Rather, this is Mariah Ramsey. Left side, or rather right side, goes to Morgan Twing. 10-footer up and no good. Rebound comes down to Rainey Sibley for the Streaks. Rainey on the run, down the right side, picks it up across midcourt, gives to Jessica Lieber, and Jessica got it in a bad spot. Fortunately for the Streaks, Jasmaya Quinn was in a bad spot and reached in on Jessica and picked up the foul.
Who got that rebound? Was it Rainey or Casey?
Rainey got the rebound. It came out long. Yeah. So the foul goes against Jasmaya Quinn, her second. And Jessica Lieber back to the free throw line. 2 more shots. This one is good.
Jessica making a living at the line in this game. 23-21. She is now 5 of 7. Again, coming into the game, she's an 80% free throw shooter. Almost 81, really 81, 80.9.
6:58 to play first half. 23-21 Rocks as Allison Mangieri, Danny Teal, Haley Kelso, Sabrina Clay check in as Jessica hits the second. 6 points all from the free throw line for Jessica Lieber. 23-22 Rocks. Right corner, this is Hoover. 3-pointer blocked by Allison Mangieri. Give a taste of the medicine some of the other teams have given to us. She knew she was going to take the shot, so Allison just gave it a try and got a hand on it. Jessica Lieber with it. And a nice job defensively. She blocked it straight up. Now Allison Mangieri, 3-pointer right wing is good!
I'm telling you, she's got some mark on that shot, Tom. And if she can keep that up, she's going to keep hitting.
That's 8 for Allison Mangieri. Streaks have their first lead, 25-23, knocked away by Danny Teal. The Rocks will have it at midcourt. So Allison Mangieri with 8 points, a couple of threes, and a 2. In fact, she got her first basket of the night with 3:45 to play in the first quarter on a layup. And the Streaks have their first lead, 25-23, 6:27 to play here in the first half. In for Galesburg, it's Chloe Anderson, Sharon Diggins, Rainey Sibley, as Rainey steals the inbound. Nice ball denial by the Streaks. Also It's Sammy Thompson as Sharon Diggins fires a three right corner. It's no good. Rebound's going to go off of who last? They're going to say it went off of Carly Hoover last. Trees will have it. Casey Williams also in for Galesburg. In for Rock Island, Jackson, Angel Parker, and Jacqueline Twing check in. It'll be, let's see. Now Thad Hoover calls a timeout. It's going to be another 30-second timeout. I think there was some, he's wanted to talk to the official about something. 6:19 to play here in the first half. Streaks now lead it 25-23.
Well, the Streaks have gotten down 12-2, so they've done a good job of getting back into this one. And realistically, what we saw early from the Rocks was their aggressive defense was really bothering the Streaks. The Streaks seem to be getting acclimated to it and doing a better job finding the open people. And, you know, that takes some time sometimes. And that's exactly what happened is the longer this has gone on, the better the shot the Streaks have had. And they've done a good job of finding the open people in the middle of the floor.
Inbound comes to Sharon Diggins. Sharon between the circles and tried to give it to Rainey Sibley. A little bit hard on the pass. Rainey took her eye off, and the Streaks turned it right back over with 6:16 to play.
Well, this is definitely the most turnovers we're going to see in the first half from the Streaks, so they're already at 19.
Well, that's something I talked about with Coach Massey in the pregame, that the two of the big stats in this game were going to be rebounds and turnovers.
Yeah.
Siobhan Brewer in the backcourt working against Rainey Sibley. Quick on quick there. Brewer trapped up in the corner now, looking for some help, and has to throw it off the leg of Rainey Sibley. Nice job by the Streaks. Also denying the passing lanes.
Siobhan Brewer doesn't always make the best decisions with the ball. If you remember last year, there were twice that she got 10-second calls because she kept circling farther and farther back in the backcourt as if she didn't want to give up the basketball.
Now a jump ball called as with a Sammy Thompson tied up Twing. And the Streaks get it back on the alternate possession and a Rock Island turnover with 6:01 to play in the half, leading 25-23.
That's 16 turnovers now on the Rocks.
You know, actually, we talked about Rock Island not having a whole lot of size. I mean, they got a couple of 5'11 girls, but not that much. You look at their cheerleading squad, I think they're bigger than the team.
Yeah.
Now a steal by the Rocks.
Carried.
And a travel, though, so we're going to get right back. It was Olivia Brooks on the steal. Yeah, she kind of carried it and then took a couple steps with it. They actually called the travel, so the Streaks get it back with 5:57 to play. So the team's exchanging turnovers. Who's going to have the least in the game? That's going to be the difference,
gosh,
I think.
Yeah, right now, that's 17-19. Streaks are trailing in that department.
And we've had now a five-second call. That seemed kind of quick, but we've had two games in a row with, 40 and 50 turnovers by the opponents.
Yeah.
5:57 to play first half as Rock Island brings in five new players for the Streaks. Michaela Isley, Sabrina Clay, Jessica Lieber, Haley Kelso, and Sharon Diggins. So the tall team in there now for the Streaks. Not tall by any means, but with Sabrina Clay and Michaela Eisling, they're the two taller players on the team. This is Morgan Twing down the right side of the lane, lays it up and got it. Nobody stepped in front of her.
Well, the unfortunate thing is Jess had fallen down and had been right where she went in for the layup, but she had vacated when she got up to go play defense.
Jessica Lieber with it, gives to Sabrina Clay, top of the key. Had a wide open three, didn't take it. Now gives to Haley Kelso, left wing, fired a quick three, can't hit, rebound off the hands. Let's see, where are they going to go? Yeah, it's going to go back to the street side. Yeah, I think it was Jackson and Sabrina Clay going after it, but I think it was Mercedes Jackson that knocked it out of bounds.
I agree. I think when she went to try to grab it, she kind of swung her arm and batted it instead.
Tied at 25, inbound stolen away. Now a foul. Ooh, should have been a foul. Nope, they're not going to call it. It's Haley Kelso got knocked out of bounds right in front of the official by Shamiah Clark going after the ball.
Well, I'm not too disappointed with the no call there because that was a 50-50 ball. Shamiah Clark did a good job reading it, almost like a safety, came in and batted it away, and her momentum took her into Haley.
So Haley Kelso with the inbound gets to Michaela Isley, right wing. Knocked away, now gets to Sabrina Clay, top of the key, looking for help, hands off to Jessica Lieber, down the left side of the lane, nice bounce pass to Michaela Isley, lay it up and got it.
Great find right there, great find by Jessica Lieber.
27-25 Streaks, now a near steal by Sharon Diggins. Sharon got chopped across the mouth by Shateria McDuffie going after the ball. Now shot up and no good, and a rebound by Sabrina Clay, she's fouled. Jackson went over her back, so we'll walk it back the other way, and it'll be Sabrina Clay with two shots at him.
Well, Mariah Ramsey with a terrible shot right there. She did kind of a double clutch 19-footer. It wasn't going to be a three even if it went in, and not a very good-looking two-pointer either. Good crowd on hand today.
Mercedes Jackson, her second foul. 27-25 Streaks lead, 5:06 to play first half. The Fighting Scott Shiteria McDuffie. In for the Rocks for the first time. Another one of the sophomores, a 5'6 sophomore. Sabrina Clay hits her first free throw. Speaking of sophomores, Sabrina Clay.
Well, we said that this free throw line was going to be essential here.
Yep.
Because of the fact that both teams were in the bonus, and the Streaks have done a good job taking advantage of the free throws. They've only missed three so far, and that counts all the times that Jessica Lieber's already been in the line. She's 6 of 8 herself.
Second one, it hits off the back, kind of flat off the back of the iron, and then fell through. Shooter's touch there.
Exactly. It looked like the ball was flat the way it fell down.
Sometimes we've seen it happen where when it lands there, it sticks.
Yeah.
It doesn't even bounce off of there sometimes, but that one just bounced off enough that you got to go. Now a bump is going to be called on either Danny Teal or Allison Mangieri.
Couldn't see. I think it was Danny Teal. Nope. It's going to go against Allison.
Yeah, it did go against Allison Mangieri. That's her first foul.
Siobhan Brewer to the line for the first time.
Yeah, she's just got 2 points. She had a basket in the first quarter. Missed the free throw. And
violation
on the Streaks. Did she jump in there too soon? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
So it'll be Brewer getting another chance at the one bonus. Be like the old NBA three to make two that they had back in the early 70s. 5:05 to play first half. Streak with their biggest lead, 29-25. They trailed by as much as 10, 12-2 early in the game. The second first shot, I guess that would be, right?
Yeah.
Was good that time for Brewer. Now she'll get the bonus.
Well, bad mistake by Casey there is that gave Siobhan another chance. This would have been an 0 for possession. Instead, she's going to hit both free throws.
So she's got four, make it 29-27. Full court pressure. Jessica Lieber breaks it easily across midcourt right side. Tried to bounce it. Danny Teal is knocked away. Streaks are going to get it back. It was just Maya Quinn that knocked it away. Streaks will have it on their own right base. I would have liked to see Jessica maybe go ahead and take that one in before it, and then maybe make the pass.
Well, it was a difficult pass to Danny on the run, A, and B, she had Lexi Daniels wide open in the corner.
Inbound comes to Allison Mangieri. Hands to Jessica Lieber. To Lexi Daniels, right wing. Back to Jessica Lieber on high left side. Casey Williams to Allison Mangieri on the left wing. She was open there, but they got it to her too late. Now it's Casey Williams, top of the key. She'll stop and fire the long three from straight on. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Brooks, and she traveled. Oh, a jump ball called. Wow. Okay. She traveled before the jump ball, but the possession arrow points toward Rock Island.
Casey needed to send that basketball right back to Allison, because what happened was after Allison passed it, Brewer left her to help triple up on Casey, so Allison was wide open. And don't forget, Allison's got the hot hand right now.
Yeah.
Has hit both three-point attempts and her 1-2 from the field.
4:42 to play first half. Streaks lead 29-27, and it comes to Brewer against the full court pressure. Brewer down the left side across midcourt and dribbles right into the corner into a trap looking for help and just let the ball fly. I think she might have been trying to throw it off somebody's leg. Oh, wow. Now a foul's going to be called on Casey. But now they're kind of tightening it up. There have been a lot of bumping and pushing and shoving that they've let go, which is fine if you're going to let them play that way. But now we've seen a couple of little touch fouls, the one on Allison Mangieri last time and then that time on Casey Williams on a loose ball again.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And we talked earlier, Siobhan Brewer just makes poor decisions with the basketball sometimes right there. Right there, she knows that the trap's coming, and she dribbles over in front of the Streaks bench. Of all places you want to be trapped up, one of the last places you want to be is in front of the Streaks bench because they're not helping you.
Well, and she's quick enough. She went to the side of the floor. She went really past the corner midcourt, but she was quick enough to get past. But then, like I said, she stopped on the sideline. So there's that. The sideline is the third defender for you.
Right.
It's almost like being triple teamed. Free throw up and no good by Mariah Ramsey, but Sharon Diggins takes the rebound away. Sharon one-on-one against Brewer, lays it up, no good, but a foul on Brewer, and Brewer made a mistake there. She was going to act like she was going to take the charge. She stood there momentarily, but then kind of stepped into Sharon as she went up. So Sharon goes to the free throw line. Sharon yet to score tonight. She'll have a chance with 2 free throws, and I believe that was the same
third
thing that happened on, third foul on Siobhan Brewer. Same thing that happened on last Thursday against Quincy. She didn't score till the third quarter. Ended up with 11 points. First free throw bounces off. No good.
So Sharon could come into the last game 14 of 25, if I remember right, at the three-point arc and went 14 of 18 in the game the other night or the other afternoon.
Yeah, she spent the whole game at the free throw line against Dunlap. Second shot is up and good. First point of the ball game for Sharon Diggins at the 4:24 mark of the first half. 30-27 Streaks. Inbound comes to Angel Parker across midcourt in the center circle. Swings it left wing. It's knocked away by Chloe Anderson. Chloe can't quite run it down. Nice defensive play, though. And the Rocks will have it on their own left baseline as five new crimson and gold jerseys will come in. It'll be Trice, Hoover, Carice Allen back in. Also, Jesmiah Quinn. And now a foul on the inbound. Backing in, it's going to go. It's an offensive foul. It's going to go against Shamiah Clark. She was backing into Katie Lingenfelter, trying to knock her off the block. And a dead ball foul called against Quinn.
That's her third.
Or Clark, rather. Yeah, so three on Shamiah Clark. Now 30-27 streaks lead. Hannah Smith, Katie Lingenfelter, Rainey Sibley, Chloe Anderson, Sharon Diggins for the streaks. Now a tie-up at midcourt, and the streaks are going to get it back again. The streaks not having the spacing. They're picking the ball up so far out that when they're coming to help to get the ball, there's two or three defenders there. And that's what happened that time as well, as Haley Kelso, Sabrina Clay, Jessica Lieber, Allison Mangieri, and Sharon Diggins check in for the streaks. In for the Rocks, Jacqueline Young for the first time, 5'6 junior. Haley Kelso to inbound from midcourt. 4:09 to play here in the first half. Streaks lead 30-27. Jessica Lieber on the dribble, looking for help, gets it across to Sabrina Clay. Left of the center circle, picks up, is to Haley Kelso on the near sideline. Back to Sabrina Clay at the free throw line, turned to find somebody, and they're going to say she traveled it. I didn't think she did, but she turned, came down and turned to make the pass to the right wing, and there was nobody there and kind of lost her footing, I guess.
Tom, in case you thought this game was going a little quick, the UT-Almond game is already midway through the third quarter, and at last report, Allman up 25-24.
Wow. Didn't we have this same thing last Thursday night?
Yep.
When everybody else was done and we hadn't even gotten overtime yet. So two inbound passes knocked away by the streaks. Rocks will do it again. Try to bring the length of the court this time. 3:54 to play, and Sabrina Clay knocks away another one. Streaks doing a great job of denying on the inbound pass. Streaks lead 30-27. Inbounding is Young, looking for help, and finally gets it in to Harmony Trice. Trice to Allen. Allen down the left side. Knocked away briefly by Allison Mangieri. Allen gets it back. Now a foul in the paint. Let's see who that's going to go against. It looks like
third quarter over at Allman. Allman up 31-30. They will be done by the time we get to the halftime.
Foul one against Haley Kelso. That's her third. Carice Allen goes to the free throw line with two shots. 3:43 to play first half. First one is no good.
No report yet from the Moline Quincy game.
Yeah, that one up at Wharton Fieldhouse. Tomorrow night, the Galesburg High boys will travel down to Quincy to take on the Blue Devils. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee will have it for you here on WGIL and WGIL.com around 7:06 for the pregame. Second shot is up and good for Carice Allen. She's got five, make it 30-28 streaks. Jessica Lieber gives to Allison Mangieri, left wing. Gets a pick from Jessica Lieber, takes it out high, picks up, and her pass kicked away by Allen. Streaks will have it back at midcourt as Brewer checks back in, as does Jacqueline Twing, Mercedes Jackson, and Angel Parker in.
Reset the shot clock.
Carice Allen, yeah, Carice Allen checks in, or stays in there for Rock Island. Jessica Lieber to inbound into Allison Mangieri in the backcourt. Back to Jessica Lieber working against Brewer and Allen. Swings it to Allison Mangieri, left wing. Three-pointer is partially blocked by Jackson. And the rebound comes down to Twing. Now this is Allen with it in the backcourt against Danny Teal. Cross midcourt and just kind of let that one fly. Finally got down to the corner, though, to Parker. She'll fire from just inside the three-point arc. It's an air ball. Rebound came down to Jackson. She couldn't put the shot in, but she got fouled. And it's going to go against Jessica Lieber, I believe.
That's her third, isn't it?
Yep. No, her second.
Oh, second.
Yeah.
That's right, because the one before I marked, and it was actually Rainey's foul.
So it's free throw line. Jackson misses.
I'll tell you
first.
What, the streaks are lucky that this Rock team is not hitting free throws, because they've missed now 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 free throws, including the front end of 2 1-and-1s.
Streaks with 12 points from the free throw line. Second shot is up and good. And make it 30-29. Galesburg with a one-point lead, 3:14 to play. In for the streaks, Lexi Daniels, Casey Williams, Rainey Sibley, Chloe Anderson, and Jessica Lieber. Five new Rocks in, including Quinn Brooks, also Myers, Mystique Thompson,
Ooh, good. Shake and bake.
Casey Williams, nice move. Split the defenders. Gets all the way down the right side. High off the glass. Can't hit Chloe Anderson down with the offensive rebound, though. Looking for help. And her pass knocked away out of bounds. Streets will have it on the near baseline. Yeah, nice move by Casey Williams crossing over between the defenders. And got all the way down a little bit off balance when she went to put the shot up, though.
Well, it felt like Casey dribbled onto every part of the floor there.
Inbound stolen away by Myers. Now on the dribble, this is Mariah Ramsey. Right baseline with it is Thompson. Trapped up, ball knocked away by Lexi Daniels. And the Rocks will have it back, 2:45 to play, and five new Rocks. We didn't think they would substitute as liquidly as the Streaks, but it's almost even been more so. It's almost been every dead ball.
Well, I almost at the beginning of the game, thought he was basing his subs on when Coach Maskey brought his in. But now they're substituting, you're right, way more frequently.
You would think it would get to the point, though, with some of these sophomore girls that played a good chunk of that game. That was a travel there they didn't call, but Brewer with it out in the center circle. You wouldn't think that they'd be getting as much playing time.
Right.
Brewer got it down on the left block to Trice. Now kicked out to Hoover for a three-pointer left baseline. No good. Rebound Jessica Lieber, and she got fouled by Shamaya Clark, and that's going to be her fourth foul. So
yeah.
2:31 to play in the first half. Shamaya Clark with four fouls. Siobhan Brewer with three.
Yeah, I'm surprised he has Siobhan Brewer out there still. And granted, she has a little bit more leeway because she's a guard. She can stay away, but she hasn't really shied away from going after the defense.
Well, the thing is, she's only got 4 points. She had a basket in the first quarter, then two free throws here.
Right.
As Jessica Lieber hits the first, all of her points have come from the line. Jessica was seven.
7 of 9.
31-29 Streaks back in. Sharon Diggins, Danny Teal, Sabrina Clay, Allison Mangieri. 2:31 to play first half. Streaks lead 31-29. Jessica Lieber at the free throw line. Second shot is good. And she'll be replaced by Sammy Thompson. So back to a four-point lead, 32-29.
Three-point lead.
Three-point lead, I'm sorry. 32-20, yeah, thank you.
Math wasn't one of his strong suits.
Yeah, well, none of them were. This is Allen on the dribble, picks it up, and just throws it to nobody. But unfortunately for the Rangers, it was picked up by Jacqueline Young on the run, and she laid it up and in. She got it in a perfect spot, laid it up and in. Now a steal by Carice Allen. This is Brewer down on the left side, puts it up off the glass and got it. So Rock Island retakes the lead, 33-32. That would be a one-point lead for Rocky.
Yes.
2:06 to play first half.
Their first lead since 23-22.
Streaks nearly went over and back. Now it's Allison Mangieri left wing.
The Streaks seem very hesitant to attack the basket. They've had several opportunities to, and they pass out of it.
Long three-pointer from Allison Mangieri. Bounces off, no good. Brewer down with a rebound. Brewer down the right side, lays it up, and gets bumped. No call, missed the shot. Rebound to Sabrina Clay, and now a foul is going to be called a reach. I think it's going to go against Siobhan Brewer. If so, that's her fourth foul. Wow.
Well, and it's a frustration foul at that.
Nope, they didn't call her on her. That's... Okay, Jacqueline Young. That actually, he pointed right at Siobhan Brewer, but Jacqueline Young picks it up, her first foul. So Sabrina Clay's going to go to the free throw line. She hit her first two earlier in the quarter.
I thought I obviously didn't have a good angle there. I thought he signaled 5-1, and I'm like, I don't have a 5-1. I guess it was a 4-2. I just missed a finger.
Well, he was pointing right at Siobhan Brewer the whole time also as Sabrina Clay hits the first free throw, and we're tied at 33. 1:43 to play here in the first half.
Sabrina's shooting the ball pretty well from the free throw line. She came in only 9 of 19, but she's 3 of 3 so far in this one.
Lexi Daniels, Chloe Anderson, Rainey Sibley, Jessica Lieber in for the Streaks. Second shot for Sabrina is good. So 4 for 4 from the line tonight, and she's replaced by Casey Williams. Streaks retake the lead, 34-33. You would think there's been a bunch of lead changes. Not that many. Rocks jumped out to a 10-point lead. Streaks came back and held a 3-4-point lead for several minutes. Now they break the streak pressure. Brewer, three-pointer left wing, in and out, no good. Rebound tipped around. Casey Williams finally brings it down. 1:30 to play in the half. Jessica Lieber to Lexi Daniels across midcourt right side. Lexi picks up and gives to Jessica Lieber. Down the paint, scoops a shot up, rolls off, no good. Totally off balance. I'm not sure how she even got it off, but it nearly fell. This is Brewer on the left wing, drives baseline, pushes off. Yes, that is her fourth foul. Good call.
That's a big foul.
And that was not, and she's acting like she didn't. That was not a good play. Brewer had Rainey Sibley between her and the basket, and an obvious put the, the forearm shiver out there and pushed off on Rainey Sibley and picks up her fourth foul.
Well, and she walked all the way to the baseline, too, so it's a good thing she didn't say anything. She physically showed off the referee, and She's standing down with the cheerleaders right now. And
yeah, I'm not sure how Coach Hoover, he must not have seen it, because I don't know how you can argue that one. I mean, because it was a pretty obvious forearm out there. We could see it.
Coach Hoover threw in five new players. His kid just walked
right off the floor. Oh, nice pass. Sabrina Clay had a wide open three, passed it up. You heard a groan from the crowd, but a nice base bounce pass to Sharon Diggins down on the right block, laid up and in her first basket, 36-33 streaks. On the dribble, just Maya Quinn, right baseline. Hoover fires a three, short. Rebound comes out long off the hands of Jessica Lieber. Hoover gets it back, leans in, can't hit the shot. Rebound down to Allen, puts it up, can't hit, but a foul's going to go against Sabrina Clay. That's going to be her second foul. And Carice Allen goes back to the free throw line. She's one of three tonight.
Well, Siobhan Brewer is still standing with the cheerleaders. And now has somebody talking to her. I'm not sure if that's
a parent or who,
but
Allen hits the first free throw, make it 36-34. 45.6 seconds to play here in the first half. Streets leading 36-34 as four new rocks will come in.
Have a loose shipping run here by Coach Hoover. You don't see many coaches allow that to happen, especially for as long as it has. I mean, she's just still standing down there.
I don't know if he's not paying attention. He's kind of looking down the other end. And now another. Now mom's down. I think it was dad. Now mom's down there talking. As Allen hits both free throws, make it 36-35 streaks. Full court pressure from the Rocks. And it comes to Casey Williams. Ball got knocked away, though. Ball goes to the floor. And a tie-up between Casey Williams and Cynthia Myers. Very quick whistle, though.
Yeah, I don't think it was a tie-up, but I will say I think Casey was on the in-line anyway.
Yeah, either that, I think if it hadn't gone that way, it would have been, on the in-line or a travel, perhaps.
Right.
Kind of pulled the ball away and looked like she was starting to slide backwards. 42.4 to play. Ball goes to the Rocks on the alternate possession. It'll be Carly Hoover to inbound on the right baseline. Streaks lead 36-35. Wow, the Rocks fans very boisterous right now. And
foul
on the three-pointer. It was Jacqueline Twing putting up the three-pointer from the left baseline. And Danny Teal just got a piece of her, it was almost like the punter trying to draw the contact. Yeah. She kind of got a piece of her leg. So it's going to be three free throws for Jacqueline Twing. First one is no good, fortunately. I don't know if we've had that. We've had it go the other way, that the streaks at least two or three times have gotten to go to the free throw line three times. I don't think we've committed that foul until this season.
No,
but
not many teams shoot threes that often.
40.5 to play here in the first half. Second one is, they're going to say it was only a two.
I thought it was a three.
I thought so also.
Well,
I marked
we'll
down.
Take it.
Okay, well, so she hit one of two. Yeah, we'll take
tie
that.
Tie game.
36 apiece, 40.5 to play. Going to go for the home run down to Jessica Lieber. Caught the ball, left side, lays it up. Too hard. Rebound is going to go off of Sharon Diggins last, and it's going to go back to Rock Island. Nice call. Coach Massey wanting some contact on the layup. I just don't think Jess was not able to totally gather herself to get a good shot at it.
Yeah, I don't think there was contact on the way up, but I will tell you that Jess looked like Brandon Marshall there breaking free of the quarterback, because that I don't see what number it was now, but whoever it was that had her had grabbed right onto her. And I don't know if you noticed, but look who's in the corner of the floor now. No, the other corner.
Oh, the other corner.
Back on the floor, Siobhan Brewer with four fouls.
Wow. Yes.
This is a risky move. Now, granted, there's 30 seconds left, and I'm guessing they're going to try to go offense-defense, but if he doesn't get her off the floor.
I'd say her last foul was an offensive foul, though. And it comes to Morgan Twing in the backcourt, working against Rainey Sibley and Chloe Anderson. Gets it across midcourt, left of the center circle, now trapped up, looking for help, flings it over to the right wing to Carly Hoover, drives in right side, lays it up, no good. Rebound down to Trice, puts it up, no good. Rebound Sabrina Clay for the streaks. 13 seconds to play. Jessica Lieber with 11, on the dribble with 10, across midcourt with 8. Left wing, Rainey Sibley with 7. Now Chloe Anderson loses control, stopped at the free throw line, and threw it away. And Twing fired from midcourt, almost hit the shot. Fired it a little bit too soon. We have played one half of basketball. It has been a wild one. We are all tied up 36-36. We'll come back with our halftime show. Brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better. We'll talk about this first half and both coaches talking to officials as they come out from halftime. This is actually a different crew. I know we haven't seen this year. I know one of them we've seen in the past, but the other two I've never seen before. But anyway, wow, what a wild first half. 36-36 at halftime. We'll come back and talk about this one, run down our halftime stats, and the upcoming games as well. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
This holiday season, WGIL has Christmas all wrapped up. You could win presents from jewelry to furniture in our Pick a Present contest. Listen for the cue to call. And if you're caller number 5, you'll have a chance to draw two numbers. If the presents behind those numbers match, you'll hear,
ho, ho, ho.
And you won that present. If they don't match, it's... Play Pick a Present, weekdays on WGIL.
WGIL's Christmas Pick a Present is sponsored by Howe Overhead Doors and Thrushwood Farms. Details at WGIL.com.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Amy's Carpet Care, the definition of clean, at 335-4048. By Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Rob Williams State Farm Insurance in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg.
Another one.
Another what?
Every customer that's walked through those doors this morning has left smiling, even laughing.
I am good.
Michelle, XYZ.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Oh, just a little further. Oh. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil. Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Galesburg Transit wants your used motor oil. After you change the oil in your vehicle, bring that used oil to the bus garage. They'll gladly take it. And just why do they want your used motor oil? Well, they'll save it to heat the bus garage, of course. So you can save time and money by changing your own oil, and now you can recycle that used oil. Double thumbs up. Just stop by the bus garage at 567 South Farnham Street during normal business hours.
I'm Craig McCluskey. Use Galesburg Transit. Catch us now.
WGIL coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball continues with the OSF St. Mary Medical Center Halftime Report. Brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better.
We're at halftime and we are all tied up. It is Galesburg 36, Rock Island 36. Rock Island jumped out to a 9-0 and then a 12-2 lead. Streaks came back and after trailing 21-19 at the end of the first quarter, came back and were actually able to hold a lead for a good chunk of that second quarter. Back and forth, a couple of lead changes, but we are tied at 36 at halftime. Glad to have you on our halftime show, brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better. Time right now to run down our halftime scoreboard, brought to you by Craddy Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. The Galesburg sophomores lost to Rock Island, 62-44 was the final. With a minute 5 to play in the ball game, it is United Township leading Alleman 44-36. So that is a close one there. We'll, when we can, get an update on the Moline Quincy game for you as well. On the way tomorrow night, the Galesburg High boys will be on the road at Quincy to take on the Blue Devils. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee will have that action for you at 7:06 for the pregame. 7:30 is when that tip is scheduled tomorrow night, Western Big Six action. The boys will take Saturday off, the first Saturday they've had off since their season started. And the girls will be in action on Saturday. Their first road trip of the season will be up in Park Ridge to take on the Maine South Hawks. And that game scheduled to get underway at 2:30. We'll take the air around 2:10 on Saturday afternoon. Eric and I will be there for that. And then coming up on Saturday night, the Illinois Fighting Illini out west in Seattle to take on the Zags from Gonzaga. That game will get underway at 8:30 for the pregame and a 9 o'clock tip-off, a late one out west. Coming up next week, the Illini Tuesday night will be hosting Norfolk State. Then the girls will be on the road at United Township, our first conference road game. The boys will host Rock Island on Friday night. The girls Thursday, the boys Friday. Then Saturday the 15th, a week from Saturday, the girls will be on the road at Peoria Manual. Haven't played there for many years. And the boys will play the Iowa-Illinois shootout. They'll take on the North Scott Lancers on late Saturday afternoon game scheduled for a 5 o'clock start. So that is a look at the scoreboard and the upcoming schedule, brought to you by Craddy Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. We're at halftime. It's Galesburg 36, Rock Island 36. We'll take a timeout. Come back with our halftime stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program. So the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
For the baseball enthusiast who appreciates the process of breaking in a genuine leather Rawlings glove. For the football fanatic that understands the importance of having an authentic Riddell helmet between you and the other guy. And for the volleyball player who will only practice with a Wilson ball because she insists it sounds different, louder, when she spikes it on her opponent. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee has brands that true athletes insist on for a reason. Find them all under one roof at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee.
The official WGIL forecast. Scattered showers tonight over that low of 40. Slight chance of showers tomorrow with a high of 48. Low of 36 tomorrow night. The outlook for the weekend, partly sunny on Saturday with a high of 45. Good chance for rain Saturday night with a low of 38. Rain likely for Sunday with a high of 42. Good chance of snow Sunday night with a low of 26. It's 45 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Terry Cavanaugh here for WGIL. Start your morning with the latest in news, weather, sports, and agribusiness information. Join Will Stevenson, Jim Lee, and me tomorrow morning at 5 on the WGIL Morning News.
Back here at John Thiel, Jim, Tom Arnold, along with Eric Gibson. We are at halftime. The Streaks and Rocks tied at 36 apiece. Time right now to take a look at our halftime stats brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. Scoring-wise, a lot of balance on both sides. Streaks led by a couple of players with 8 points, including Jessica Lieber on 8 for 10 from the free throw line. 8 points for Allison Mangieri on a couple of threes and a two. 3 points for Sharon Diggins on a basket, 1 for 2 from the line. 5 for Casey Williams on a three and a 2 for 2 from the line. 2 points for Rainey Sibley on a basket, 1 for Chloe Anderson on 1 for 2 from the line. Sabrina Clay, 4 points on 4 for 4 from the free throw line. 3 points for Haley Kelso on a three. 2 points for Michaela Isley on a basket. Streaks 16 of 20 from the free throw line in the first half, and they hit 4 3-pointers. The Rocks were led in scoring by Carice Allen with 7 points on a couple of baskets and 3 for 5 from the free throw line. 6 points for Siobhan Brewer. A couple of baskets, 2 for 2 from the line. 3 apiece for Carly Hoover and Shemaya Clark on 3-pointers. 4 points for Mercedes Jackson on a basket and 2 for 3 from the line. 2 for Jacqueline Young on a basket. 5 for Morgan Twing on a 3 and a 2, 0 for 1 from the line. 6 for Jacqueline Twing, a 3 and a 2, and 1 for 2 from the line. The Rocks hit 4 3-pointers all in that first quarter, and 8 of 14 from the free throw line.
Well, the numbers are not pretty for the Streaks. This is the first time that I can remember that they've been out-turnovered. As they have committed 25 turnovers, which is the most I can ever remember since they've been playing at all, since I've been broadcasting in the first half. 21 turnovers for the Rocks. The Streaks have been out-rebounded 21-20. The big number, though, 12 offensive rebounds for the Rocks and only 4 for the Streaks. Usually you see that way up. The Streaks are 4 of 8 from inside the arc, 4 of 11 from distance, so 8 of 19 overall in the first half. This is the number that'll blow you. Rocks 4 of 14 from three-point range. The Streaks have never, since they've run this system, been outshot from a three-point arc in attempts. And 8 of 24 from inside the arc. And the other thing is the volume of shots, 38 to 19 now. The reason being that the Streaks are getting to the line a lot, so that's the plus. But that's where a lot of it's coming. And the Rocks have missed the front end of 2 1-and-1s. Rebounding-wise, the Streaks are led in rebounding by Casey Williams, who has 4 rebounds. Or, excuse me, Sabrina Clay, who has 5 rebounds. Casey's got 4, including a steal and a block, and 5 rebounds for Carice Allen to lead the Rocks.
Halftime stats brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. Just about ready to start the second half. We are tied at 36. Streaks come out with Rainey Sibley, Jessica Lieber, Sharon Diggins, Casey Williams, and Chloe Anderson. The Rocks come out with Carice Allen, Siobhan Brewer out there with 4 fouls, also Harmony Trice, Jacqueline Young, and Carly Hoover. Streaks with the basketball to start the second half. It'll be Rainey Sibley to inbound, and it comes to Jessica Lieber in the backcourt. Gets it to Chloe Anderson on the right wing. Chloe puts it on the floor, gets to Casey Williams out high right side to Jessica Lieber in the center circle. Now right wing to Sharon Diggins. Sharon drives right baseline, stops, kicks out to Rainey Sibley, top of the key. She'll penetrate right side, puts it up off the glass and got it. Nice ball movement by the Streaks. That's what you want to see, and being aggressive going to the basket.
Well, the Rocks way less aggressive there on their defense, too. I don't know if it's because of all the fouls.
Now the ball knocked away by Sharon Diggins. Rainey Sibley comes up with it. Sharon, right baseline, drives in, passes to Casey Williams on the left block. Jump hook up and good, and she's fouled. Nice look again. Sharon Diggins aggressive. We didn't see her do that at all in the first half, going to the basket on the baseline. I believe Trice picked up the foul, but Drew, the defender, made the nice bounce pass to Casey Williams, gathered herself, put it up and in, chance at the three-point play, and Thad Hoover calls a 30-second timeout.
And we're seeing terrible body language.
No, it's a full timeout.
Siobhan Brewer.
Yeah, full timeout, so we'll take a timeout as well. 7:26 to play here in the third quarter. Galesburg 40, Rock Island 36. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Colder months are soon approaching and snow and ice will cover our green grass. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy. I'm here to help Karen continue to serve our customers. Craddy Insurance, along with Rockford Mutual Insurance Company, are here to protect your home and car from winter mishaps. We are a family business here to help your family. We offer competitive rates through Rockford Mutual Insurance Company. Stop in and see us at 1197 North Henderson Street or give Karen or I a call for your free quote at 342-0071.
This Christmas, WGIL has your shopping all done. All you have to do is listen for the cue to call for a chance to play pick a present. Details at WGIL.com.
7:26 to play, third quarter. Streaks have jumped out to a 40-36 lead. Casey Williams at the free throw line. The foul did go against Harmony Trice. That was her first. Casey missed a free throw. Rebound down to Jacqueline Young. Took it away to Carice Allen. Streaks with pressure. Back to Young across midcourt left side. On the dribble, knocked away by Rainey. Simply Rainey comes up with a steal. Gets to Casey Williams. Now hands off to Jessica Lieber. Jess on the run. Right side. Nice bounce pass to Chloe Anderson. Left block. Lays it up and in.
Well, I don't know if it's fatigue or what, but the defensive intensity for the Rocks is way down here in the second half. We saw them all over the place in that first half, and now they're just real slow getting up the floor.
Now another steal. Casey Williams has a bad pass by Brewer, and she's fouled by Young from behind. And is that, am I right, the six-point lead, the biggest of the game for us?
That is.
So the foul goes against Young. That'll be her second. Two team fouls now in the second half for Rock Island, as they've got a whole bunch of people waiting to check in. Okay, they're going to bring in five. I thought they had some others sitting there. I guess those were ones that were going out that were still in front of the scorer's table.
UT finished off the win at Allman, 47-38.
So United Township is now 2-1 in the Western Big Six, and Allman 0-3. UT now 6-5 on the season. I'm not sure what the delay is.
TV timeout.
That's what it's looking like. Streaks will bring it from three-quarters court. Rainey Sibley to inbound. And it comes to Jessica Lieber in the backcourt. Working against Brooks. Cross midcourt, right of the center circle. Gives to Casey Williams. Casey Williams left side. Ball knocked away, but Chloe Anderson picks it up on the right block. Can't hit the shot. Casey Williams with a rebound shot blocked. And the rebound comes down. It's knocked away. And it's going to go out of bounds, and the Streaks are going to get it back. It was Mariah Ramsey on a wild dribble, who dribbled above her head, then lost control of it, and the Rocks tried to kind of grab a hold of it. They were standing on the sideline. Streaks will get it back as Haley Kelso will inbound. She's in there with Sabrina Clay, Allison Mangieri, Danny Teal, and Jessica Lieber.
Every time the ball goes in for the Streaks, they need to go right at Siobhan Brewer because she's running away. Oh, wow.
Wow.
Quick five call on Haley Kelso. But what I was saying was they need to go right at Siobhan Brewer because she is literally running away from the basketball on the defensive end. So really, Rocky is playing 4-on-5 on the defensive end. I think the only way Siobhan's going to play defense is if there's a loose ball, she'll go after it.
Now on the inbound, Streaks are going to get it back.
Yeah, I don't think it was touched.
Yeah, it was not touched.
Get it back on this side.
Yeah, near sideline. The ball was thrown over the top. The other official didn't realize that, hey, if it was touched, it would have been touched by the Streaks. It wouldn't have been our ball over there. Streaks are going to get back on the near sideline. You had not been talking for 5 seconds, and he didn't hand her the ball until after you had started talking.
Yeah.
So Danny Teal had the layup a little bit too hard. Rebound comes down to Brewer for Rock Island. Brewer on the dribble in the backcourt.
Danny has to realize that Siobhan Brewer is the one in the middle of the lane. She's not going to play defense.
Now driving the right baseline, Myers puts it up. Well, no good. Wow, what is that?
The only person that committed a foul there was Myers. She missed a shot, got her own rebound, and then she fouled her own teammate.
So Sabrina Clay gets called for her third foul. I don't know where that came from.
Yeah.
First team foul on the streaks here in the second half.
I don't even think Sabrina touched anybody while they were in there.
So the Rocks will have it on their own left baseline. Inbounding will be Morgan Twing, who just checked in. And Streaks got caught sleeping on that one.
Crazy.
Came into Jackson, and Streaks with the backs turned to the ball. Jackson with an easy two lays it up and in. They get 42-38. Jessica Lieber down the right side.
Travel.
And got called for the travel.
Well, back down at the other end of the floor, it's Danny Teal with her back to the basketball. The ball goes past her ear, and the shot comes up from right over her shoulder.
So that time, I think what happened that time, Jessica coming down, it looked like she was wanting to make the pass.
Right.
Kind of took an extra step as she split the defenders and couldn't
well,
get the pass
again,
through
it was
there.
Siobhan Brewer in near the lane.
Now the ball knocked away by Rainey Sibley. Chloe Anderson comes up with it and lays it up and in. Chloe with 4 points here in the second half. She's got five for the game. 44-38 streaks. Wow. Now another, and now trapped up. Sammy Thompson, Chloe Anderson had Morgan Twing trapped up, and now we're starting to call it tight again because there was not, I mean, she's moving around in the trap, and yeah, there's going to be some contact. Nobody was reaching, though, but Sammy picked up the foul. That's her first and the second team foul on the streaks here in the second half. Now Brewer has it right in the center circle. Free throw line. Now a bump is going to be called on Sammy Thompson. Yeah, may have been a little bump into
Ramsey lost her balance and hit the floor. So,
Sammy picks
quickly,
up.
Quickly, three fouls two. On the streaks.
And a quick two on Sammy Thompson. 5:58 to play third quarter. Streaks lead 44-38. And it comes to Brewer out high the right side. Right wing, right baseline. This is Twing with a three-pointer. Morgan Twing can't hit. Now where's he over the back foul? Casey Williams going up for the rebound. Got pushed from behind by Twing, so she couldn't hang onto the ball. Went out of bounds. It goes back to Rock Island. So I guess we're not calling it tight. Only in traps. I don't know. Now another inbound over the top.
And if this goes against Sammy, that's three of the quickest fouls I've ever seen. And it is.
Against Casey. Oh. That's her third, though.
I didn't even think Casey had even moved.
And that's what she was saying. That's what she backed off and looked. And, so Mercedes Jackson to the free throw line. But same thing defensively. These streaks had their back to the basket. The pass went right to Jackson over the top of them.
Well, and you're going to put yourself in a bad situation every time. I never understand. If you're going to be positioned there, you might as well be looking at the basketball.
Yeah.
Because unless you're going to play off the ball, which the streaks don't, you put yourself in a terrible position.
You're there. You got to be played open up so you can see who's
both.
Guarding on the ball. As Jackson hits one of two, she hit the second, 44-39. Jessica Lieber across midcourt, right side. Swing it to Haley Kelso, left wing, fires a quick three, can't hit. Rebound comes down to Twing, stolen away by Sabrina Clay, and a jump ball. The whistle blew. Sabrina had already put the shot up, and the whistle blew. Rock Island gets it on the alternate possession.
Quick jump ball call. That
particular guy is not in the game with the other two at this point.
No, he's not. He has no clue game he's called.
He was the same one that was going to give us the ball out of bounds over there when it hadn't been touched. Full court pressure from the streaks and is knocked away by Haley Kelso. Slid into the streaks bench. Sharon Diggins comes up with him in the backcourt. Gets to Sabrina Clay, left of the center circle. To Haley Kelso. Nice look to Michaela Isley down the left block, and she gets called for the travel.
Well, Michaela's got to be ready to shoot that basketball because it was a great entry feed by Kelso. She's got to drop step and go up with the left hand, or at the very least with both hands, and go straight up into the block.
Inbound comes to Carice Allen. Picks up. And it's knocked away by Sharon Diggins. Sharon runs it down to the backcourt. Great hustle, Sharon Diggins. Now a foul call. Sabrina Clay had set a pick for Sharon Diggins. And if she would have really hit her, it would have been another one of those crackback blocks. But there was she set the pick, and it was
Jesmaya
Quinn was running that way. May have touched her. And the official blew the foul call to push. I honestly thought he was going to call it on Sabrina. To me, that should have been a no call. I don't know where that one came from. So Quinn picks up her third foul now. Michaela Isley, top of the key with it, looking for help. It's knocked away now. Got to protect it there. Now it's knocked away again. Ball goes to the floor. And Sharon Diggins rips it away. And now we're going to have another jump ball. This goes to the streaks. You're right. Sharon on the floor, rolled over with it. So that should have been a travel. Streaks get it back on the alternate possession. I mean, we had the one down there. They called it so quickly.
Yep.
I don't know what's going on here.
Getting kind of ugly is what's going on, that's for sure.
5:08 to play third quarter. Streaks lead 44-39. Allison Mangieri, top of the key. Swings to Lexi Daniel. Three-pointer left wing. Short. Rebound Casey Williams, and over the back is going to go again.
No, they're going to call the foul on Casey.
Oh,
I don't know
goodness.
How he calls the foul.
No, he pointed the wrong way. He said number 22. It's against Hoover. Yeah, the Streaks fans were wondering, too, because Casey Williams went up. Casey went up for the rebound. It was getting pushed. He had the inside position.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say she had the inside. She had the superior position. She was straight up and down. She got the rebound. That's the same official that just seems to be.
So he got it right this time. Carly Hoover got the foul. He had the right person. He just pointed the wrong way.
Yeah, well, Coach Hoover then erupted after the.
And now he calls a travel on Jessica Lieber out top. So Coach Hoover gets his way. There's only one person blowing his whistle, and he's blowing it every time down the court now. Wow. 5 minutes
to play
now.
Must be a new whistle. He's breaking it in.
There you go. And that should have been a five. Wow, that was way. Wow.
The streak faithful are counting it out loud now.
This is, a steal by Lexi Daniels. Took it away from Allen. Runs it down the right side. And, nice defensive play by Allen. But Jessica Lieber comes up with it. Allen reached in and knocked it away from Lexi Daniels. Lexi has it back. Right baseline, three-pointer is short. Rebound, Danny Teal leans in, can't hit. But fouled by Trice. And Trice trying to say I was straight up and down. Yeah, sort of. But Danny was in a position where she's able to kind of jump back and up into her and draw the contact. Nice body control by Danny Teal. She'll go to the free throw line with two shots.
Well, that's one of those situations where if you're Trice, you have to recognize that Danny's right under the rim. So if she's going to put it up, it's going off the bottom of the rim. And that's exactly what happened. But she fouled her first.
Danny hits the first. And Streets fans wanted a foul. I know when Lexi Daniels got down there. But that was a great defensive play by Carice Allen. That's one of those that as a player, as a guard, I used to be able to get some of those. It would make me so mad that when they would call a foul, when you could easily, they're bringing the ball up from their waist, you get in and get a hand on it, strip it away. That's exactly what she had done to Lexi. Fortunately, Jessica Lieber there to clean up. Second free throw up and good for Danny Teal. Her first 2 points of the ball game, 46-39 streaks, 4:37 to play third quarter. Brewer back in for Rock Island. She's on the dribble, goes left baseline. Nice look inside to Jackson, puts it up and in.
That was a nice looking play I think they've had in the second half.
9 for Jackson. Lexi Daniels, right baseline. Thought about the three. Now kicks out to Casey Williams out between the circles. Casey picks up, looking for help. Trapped up. Now gets to Danny Teal down on the right block. Kicks out to Lexi Daniels, right baseline. Lexi on the dribble. Gets to Jessica Lieber, and she gets bumped from behind. And the ball's going to go back to Rock Island. Carice Allen had bumped Jessica Lieber from behind. That's why she lost the ball out of bounds.
And that's what it looked like Coach Massey was going to give the official an earful, but I think he's more concerned with the fact that on the last few possessions, the streaks have been about a second late finding each player that's been open.
Now Sharon Diggins with a steal on the inbound. Gives to Hannah Smith. Also Katie Lingafother, Rainey Sibley. She'll fire the three from the left wing. Got it! And she's fouled! Mercedes Jackson jumped out and fouled her. Rainey Sibley hits the three. The chance at the four-point play. Nice defensive play first off by Sharon Diggins. Hannah Smith got it over to Rainey Sibley, wide open on the left wing. Nailed the three, had the nice concentration. Jackson was jumping out on her, landed on top of her. And Rainey missed the free throw. Rebound, though, Sharon Diggins fights for it. And we'll have a jump ball and a possession arrow points toward Rock Island. So also Katie Lingenfelter, Chloe Anderson in there for the streaks as four new rocks will come in. And we'll see if Siobhan Brewer is going to stay on. Yeah, Siobhan Brewer is going to stay on. 4:01 to play, third quarter. She's got four fouls.
The streaks need to go after her. This is just like when London Fletcher was playing a lot last. Not London Fletcher.
Jordan.
Jordan Fletcher. London Fletcher is a middle linebacker.
Now the streak's going to get back on a mistake by Jacqueline Young. She threw it off the back of the streak's glass and a timeout called by Thad Hoover. And this is a full timeout. We will take one as well. 4:01 to play, third quarter. Galesburg 49. Rock Island 41. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
GHS Girls Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Amy's Carpet Care, the definition of clean, at 335-4048, and by Rob Williams State Farm Insurance in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg.
Tune in for Fighting Illini Basketball Saturday night as Illinois takes on Gonzaga. Coverage begins at 8:30.
The Fighting Illini play here, Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
4:01 to play in the third quarter. The streaks lead 49-41. Galesburg will have the basketball when we resume play after the Rock Island turnover. Hannah Smith will inbound. She's in there with Chloe Anderson, Katie Lingenfelter, Rainey Sibley, and Sharon Diggins. Rainey just hit a three and got fouled on it. Wasn't able to connect on the free throw, however. Rainey was 7. Hannah Smith inbound to Sharon Diggins on the left wing.
Sharon penetrates. Nice look to Katie Lingenfelter down on the right block. Leans in, can't get it to fall. Chloe Anderson rips down the weak side rebound. Looks for help. And what do they call, 3 seconds?
I think so.
I guess that was the indication. 3 seconds. Chloe was trying to get herself in a position to actually get rid of the ball and got called for 3 seconds. That's a rarity. Have we even seen that called this season?
I don't recall it.
Now Brewer with it on the right wing for the Rocks.
Whoa. A foul call on Sharon Diggins here as Siobhan Brewer was dribbling by
her. Oh, they called Hannah Smith.
Hannah Smith?
She was there. Brewer had gone by her. I thought it was going to be a carry.
Sharon was closer to her than...
Okay. Well, and Brewer had one of those high dribbles, you know, came up above her head, and never Kaya Quinn. That's her first basket of the ballgame. Make it 52-47. Jessica Lieber, top of the key, down the right side. Kicks to Lexi Daniel, right baseline. Three-pointer short. Rebound off the hands of Jessica Lieber and taken at a travel. Oh! It was Shamiah Clark that came down with the rebound. She was pivoting back and forth between Danny Teal and Jessica Lieber. Travel with the ball, and a foul was called on Jessica Lieber. That's her third now. Oh, 17 fouls.
Yeah, her third, yeah.
So Shamiah Clark goes to the free throw line with a chance with one of the motors. I mean, she literally, she turned and pivoted and then just picked up her foot and slid it. Ah, well. So,
well, the good thing is the Rocks haven't shown to be a very good free throw shooting team. As she hits the first one.
That's her first of the game. She hit a three-pointer early in the game. That's the only point she had till that free throw. Make it 52-48, 2:25 to play third. Streaks with a lead. Shamiah Clark, 5'11 junior, hits the other. And make it 52-49, full court pressure. And it comes to Lexi Daniels, back to Casey Williams. Still in the backcourt, across to Rainey Sibley. Rainey across midcourt, left wing, has it knocked away, picked up by Jessica Lieber, gets tackled from behind by just Maya Quinn. That's going to be her fourth foul. And the 16th foul now. Oh, no, that's the seventh. So Jessica Lieber goes to the free throw line with a chance of one of bonus. Jessica has 8 points all from the free throw line. She was 8 of 10 in the first half. 2:17 to play in the third quarter. Streaks with a 52-49 lead.
Biggest lead of the game for the Streaks was at 52-43.
Free throw up and no good. Front end of the 1-1, a rare miss for Jessica Lieber. On the run, this is Jasmiah Quinn. Right baseline, this is Hoover. Can't hit the three. Rebound, Danny Teal. And she gets knocked to the floor by Shiteria McDuffie.
Well, after Hoover hit her first three, she's missed her last five, so that's good. She's had good form, though.
First foul on McDuffie. Now Danny Teal will walk the other way, go to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus. Danny hit her first two here in this third quarter as Haley Kelso, Sabrina Clay, Sammy Thompson, Sharon Diggins check back in for the Streaks. 2:08 now to play here in the third quarter. 52-49 Streaks lead. We'll get done maybe by 10.
Oh.
Maybe.
I'm not holding my breath.
First free throw short. Rebound comes down to Jackson back in for Rock Island. Now this is Morgan Twing with it across midcourt right side. Now who's that one on?
Yeah, I think it's going to go against Sharon. No, Danny Teal.
I don't know where these are coming from. Danny picks up her first foul. Now the 18th foul on the streak. So going to the free throw line will be Morgan Twing with a chance of the one and bonus. 2:02 to play in the third quarter. We're like getting about 4 or 5 seconds each time before the whistle blows. Hit the first, she'll get the bonus. 6 points for Twing on the night. Make it 52-50, and Twing can get it to a one-point lead.
Well, all of a sudden, Rocky's hitting free throws and the Streaks aren't, so that's not a good situation.
Second shot off the back iron, no. Chloe Anderson with a rebound. Gives to Sammy Thompson. Now to Haley Kelso across midcourt left side to Sabrina Clay right of the center circle. Right wing, Sharon Diggins. Sharon drives right baseline, swings it out to Haley Kelso left wing. Fires a three. It's too hard. Rebound to Sharon Diggins on the weak side on the baseline. Picks up and gets hammered. No call. Now, why are you not calling that? As Allen steals it away. Now left wing. This is Jacqueline Twing. Drives baseline. Nice pass to Jackson down on the right block. She lays it up and in. We are tied at 52. Mercedes Jackson having a huge game. Now a three-pointer left side. No good for Haley Kelso. Rebound comes down to Twing. And wait a minute. Now Haley Kelso just got called for a foul. She got knocked over. Twing turned with the ball and knocked Haley Kelso over. and Haley got called for a foul. The only thing she may have touched, if anything, was the ball with her face.
That's the fourth foul now on Haley Kelso.
Wow. So Haley picks up her fourth, and 19 fouls now on the streaks, and going to the free throw line will be Jacqueline Twing.
Although they haven't put it on the board yet.
Yeah, I had her for four also. First free throw is up and good. And she'll get the bonus. Rock Island takes a 53-52 lead, 1:25 to play in the third.
Their first lead since 33-32.
Second shot up, off the back iron, no rebound. Casey Williams gets bumped, no call. They're kind of only calling it one way now. Now Jessica Lieber gets fouled, knocked away by Shiteria McDuffie, and Jessica might have turned her ankle again a little bit. She's favoring that, and the streaks are going to get it back.
Grimacing, so no word, no look to Coach Massey to come out yet, though, and Jessica going to throw it in. Probably a good idea. She needs to work it out a little bit.
And it comes to Casey Williams out high right side, dribbles left, lost a handle, got to Danny Teal. Now the ball goes into the backcourt. Brewer's going to pick it up down the left side, stops, puts it up, got it. She's got eight, make it 55-52 rocks, and now the streaks with a violation. Now they're arguing that I'm not sure what happened. Both Jessica Lieber and Casey Williams arguing with the official that I'm not sure exactly what happened.
Well, I think what I'm guessing happened is that Casey picked up the basketball and then put it back down, and they called the violation on her.
Okay, now a three-pointer left baseline, in and out, no good. And the rebound, Sabrina Clay. Shot was by Shamaya Clark. Jessica Lieber with it. Cross midcourt, right of the center circle. Under a minute to play, third quarter. Allison Mangieri to Jessica Lieber. Long three-pointers, way short. And the rebound comes down to Hoover for Rock Island. 47 seconds to play. Hoover across midcourt, trapped up, looking for help. Pass knocked away by Sharon Diggins, but Brewer comes down with it. Brewer, right side, drives in, 10-footer up off the glass and got it. She's got four quick points, make it 57-52. Long downcourt pass. Jessica Lieber, Sharon Diggins running the floor, hit the bottom of the glass, no good. And the rebound comes down to Brewer, 29 seconds to play. Brewer gets it across to Hoover. Now a foul called on Sharon Diggins in the backcourt after Hoover made the pass. And that is going to be three on Sharon. And the 10th team foul on the streak. So Rock Island will be shooting two shots from here on out. 23.8 to play in the third quarter. Streaks trail 57-52.
14-0 run right now for the Rocks.
Siobhan Brewer at the free throw line. She's got 10 points now. And make it 11. Rainey Sibley in for Alton Mangieri, Chloe Anderson, Sabrina Clay, Jessica Lieber, Sharon Diggins in for the streaks. 23.8 to play, third quarter, 58-52 Rock Island. Second shot up and good for Brewer, and he's going to take her out for the last 23.8. He put Allen in.
Well, the streaks haven't taken advantage of getting her out of there. She's played way too much with four fouls without the streaks attacking her.
20 seconds to play. Chloe Anderson across midcourt left side, trapped up, looking for help, and gets it to Rainey Sibley with 15. Now Sabrina Clay has it knocked away. Now 10 seconds. Left baseline, Rainey Sibley for three, in and out, no good. And it's Twing down with a rebound. Jacqueline Twing. Now it's Allen with it. 5 seconds to play. Long downcourt pass to Jackson, left side, lays it up, got it, and she's fouled.
Wow.
With 1.1 second to play in the third quarter.
Well, the foul's going to go on Sabrina Clay, and not a lot of contact, but enough. Sabrina running in, momentum carried her into her, two hands to the back. That's going to get called almost every time.
And she picks up her fourth foul. And that was actually a nice catch and nice job by Jackson to be able to get that shot up with her momentum going that way. Misses the free throw, rebound Chloe Anderson. We played three quarters of basketball, and now the Rocks with a 9-point lead. After three, Rock Island 61, Galesburg 52. We'll come back with the final 8 minutes. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Turns out, saying things like, wouldn't it be great if, and remember when we were able to, were just a big waste of time. See, our bodies were having trouble keeping up with our spirits, so we thought we would have to give up the things we enjoyed. That was until we discovered Handy Van. Now we're saying things like, let's do lunch.
Your life may be different because of a temporary or permanent disability, but that certainly shouldn't hold you back. Allow us to take you and your friends to and from your leisurely lunch. Stop by our office in the community center for details. Handy Van, helping you live independently.
Oh, just a little further. Oh. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey,
Hey, Phil. Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Win presents from jewelry to furniture this holiday season in WGIL's Christmas Pick-A Present Contest. Listen for the cue to call and play. Details at WGIL.com.
Outscored. Streaks outscored 25-16 in that third quarter. Now, Sharon Diggins drives right baseline. Shot in and out, no good. Rebound comes down. Should be the Streaks ball. The Rockets are laying out of bounds with it. Finally, the whistle does blow. The Gales are down scored 25-16 in the third quarter. They trail 61-52. Just underway here in the fourth quarter. Tom Aerith along with Eric Gibson from John Field Gym.
Well, Rocky on an 18-0 run right now. The Streaks have a 52-43 lead, and the Rocks have scored the last 18 points.
Now a blocking foul against Carice Allen as she fouled Jessica Lieber, and not a whole lot of contact there, but finally glad to see one go the Streaks' way as Allen picks up her second foul. That's now the 18th foul on Rock Island. Jessica Lieber, all of her points tonight have come from the free throw line.
So and one and one. It should be the subs here, and they got it now.
Yeah. So it's Chloe Anderson, Jessica Lieber, Rainey Sibley, Casey Williams, Sharon Diggins on the floor for the Streaks. Brewer comes back in for Rock Island.
Odd stat. Jessica Lieber's only three-point attempt came with 48 seconds left to go in the third quarter, so obviously not having the offensive game that she is accustomed to.
Yeah, that was even a little bit about out of her range. That was that one was way out as she hits the first free throw, make it 61-53. Eyes the second, it's away, and that one is good. So 10 points off of the free throw line for Jessica Lieber. This is Brewer driving down the left side, stops, 14-footer, a short rebound to Sharon Diggins. Sharon on the run, and in front of the Rocks, gets down and lays it up and got it. Second basket of the ball game for Sharon, make it 61-56. Now a blocking foul he's calling on somebody. I have no idea. Chloe Anderson reached in.
You're going to call on Casey.
Casey Williams. Wow. I don't know where this guy's coming from.
That's her fourth.
There may have been a foul, but it should have been on Chloe for reaching in. But he immediately called a block, and four fouls now on Casey Williams.
Well, and this is the start the Streaks needed up until the foul anyway.
Yeah.
Four straight points, and it's going to put Brewer on the line where she's perfect, and she remains perfect. She's hit her first five attempts.
She's got 13 points, 62-56. Rocks, 7:23 to play in the ballgame. Sabrina Clay and Danny Teal.
Streaks has six players on the floor.
Oh, they do. They got to get.
Yeah. And they're going to conference now to see what to do, but Sharon now coming off the floor.
Yeah. They're going to call a technical, though.
It
yep.
is.
Yep.
yep.
Going to be a technical.
Yeah. Streaks just very discombobulated right now. I don't
because the ball had the ball not been handed to Brewer to shoot yet.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have been a technical, but since they'd already handed it, so the play was in progress and the Streaks had six players on the floor.
Well, Danny was trying to explain to Sharon that she needed to get off the floor, and I don't think Sharon understood.
So it'll be two shots for the technical. Then Brewer will have one more from the foul.
It's actually kind of surprising.
Oh, no, wait. No, that was the second one from the foul. Okay, now this is the technical. They're just going to have to shoot the technical as well.
Actually, kind of surprising that it doesn't happen more often in the Streaks with how many subs they do.
Yeah.
But
yeah, you know what? That's true. And that's I don't know if we've ever had that happen before.
No, I don't remember it happening. Well, there goes the 4 points the Streaks had just made up.
Yep, now make it our first palindrome score, but we're on the wrong end of it. Trailing 65-56 with 7:23 to play. We also have the Shea Boo down there on the wall, but it's not going to do any good if we get the cheeseburger unless we win. Inbound comes to Brewer on the near sideline. Back it goes to Clark. Clark drives in, runner up, and good. Tamaya Clark makes it 67-56, an 11-point lead for the Rocks. Now right wing, this is Allison Mangieri for three, and got it! Her third of the night, and make it 67-59. Now a travel right in front of the official. He didn't call it. Wow, I don't know how he missed McDuffie's travel. Right wing, this is Brewer with, or rather Hoover. Now Brewer, a long three from straight on. It's good. Wow. She was a long way out on that one. And they get 70-59, so she had the answer. Now Brewer knocks the ball away after she hit the three, came back and made a good defensive play. 6:44 to play, 70-59, Rock Island. Rainey Sibley in, Casey Williams, Sammy Thompson, Sharon Diggins, and Chloe Anderson. Rainey will inbound from the near sideline.
11-point deficit for the Streaks. They're going to have to start making some hay here soon.
Now Sammy Thompson trapped up in the corner. It's going to be a jump ball possession. Points toward Rock Island. She just got herself in a bad spot there. She turned right into the trap.
35 turnovers now in the game for the Streaks.
6:40 to play in the ball game. 70-59, the Rock Island lead.
Jackson will inbound. This one's going to go right to Harmony Trice.
Now this is Allen with it. Right wing, this is Morgan. Twing, three-pointer off the mark. Rebound tipped up by Allen, and Twing brings it down. Twing with it, top of the key, dribbles right, stops, lost a handle on it, got it back on the baseline. Knocked away by Chloe Anderson. Now it is Casey Williams that comes over to Casey down the right side. Gets tripped up from behind by Jacqueline Twing, and that wasn't on purpose, just kind of got their feet tangled as Casey was going to try to go to the basket. Unfortunately, didn't get a chance to get a shot off. So Jacqueline Twing picks up her second foul.
30 turnovers now for the Rocks. So 65 combined turnovers.
Wow. 6:17 to play in the ballgame. First shot for Casey Williams off the back iron, no good. Casey with 7 points on the night.
Well, after hitting her first two free throws, she's missed her last two now.
Back in, Haley Kelso, Jessica Lieber, Danny Teal, Sharon Diggins for the Streaks. Casey Williams at the free throw line. 5'8", sophomore. Eyes the second, and that one is good. And she'll be replaced by Sabrina Clay. So back to a 10-point Rock Island lead, 70-60. Full court pressure. This will be Jackson inbound for the Rocks. And it comes to Trice, and she traveled with it. Thank you very much. That's not even as blatant as the one that was in front of the other official last time down the floor. So the Streaks get it back on the Rock Island turnover. That's what you need. And that's what you can do without Brewer in the ball game.
Yeah, and now the Streaks have got to make this one count.
And it comes to Haley Kelso. Right wing, three-pointer off the back iron. No rebound down to Trice. Trice in the backcourt, working against Danny Teal. Near steal by Sharon Diggins. Allen runs it down, gets it across midcourt left side. Left baseline, Twing lost a handle on it, got it back, gives to Allen. She traveled again, no call. Right wing, this is Trice. Drives in the right side, pulls up with the eight-footer and got it. Harmony Trice with her second basket, make it 72-60. Sharon Diggins, right wing, fires a three, it's short. Rebound to Danny Teal, goes off her hands. Haley Kelso saves it inbounds to Danny Teal. Nice hustle by Haley, and she's slow getting up. Long three by Jessica Lieber is an air ball, and the ball's going to fall out of bounds. Haley Kelso shaken up as she was diving after that ball as she saved it on the baseline. But
and it looks like Rainey's going to come in and get her now.
Yeah. So
she's a little out of it. Five new Rocks into the game.
5:39 to play, 72-60 is the Rock Island lead.
Jessica Lieber's attempted only two threes in the game and has yet to draw iron.
Probably two of the longest ones she's put up in her career.
Yeah.
On the dribble, this is Mariah Ramsey into the paint. The runner off the glass too hard. Rebound comes
travel.
Out. Travel again. Are you kidding me? And now they call a charge. Or no, wait. What's the call? They call a charge.
Yeah.
What was that? I'm not sure what the call was. She traveled with the ball. She was turning in circles with the ball.
Whatever.
Well, we'll take it. We get the ball
That's
back.
That's her fifth. She fouled out.
Fouled out of the ball game, and the Rocks turned it over.
7 points.
I have no idea did you see her make any contact?
No. She just kept spinning in circles.
And
I never saw it. I don't know. And Coach Hoover is still looking for the answer as well as he's trying to talk to the official.
Rainey Sibley with it in the backcourt. Picks up. Now gets to Jessica Lieber, 5:25 to play. Jess got to get it across. Now gets it across in the center circle. Down the right side, kicks down to Chloe Anderson down on the left block, laid up good. And a foul after the shot. And it's going to go against Rock Island.
Well, this is the Streaks' best offense right now, is Jessica collapsing the defense and going to the rim and then dishing it off. Chloe's done a great job as the recipient. She's putting herself in good position to hit those shots.
So Chloe got fouled on the shot. I didn't even see that, but she puts the free throw up and in, make it 72-63, and a near steal by Chloe Anderson. No, a jump ball called, and a possession arrow points toward the Streaks. She got McDuffie tied up. And the Streets get it back on the right baseline as Sharon Diggins, Allison Mangieri come back in. Five new rocks in. Brewer's not in with this group, though. He's saving her for the home stretch.
Well, I'm wondering if this would be normally a situation where he would call a timeout, but he only has one left now.
Streaks with all five of theirs. Allison Mangieri, long three out high left side. A short rebound, Jessica Lieber out on the left wing on the dribble. Pulls out between the circles now. Gets a pick from Casey Williams. Goes to the right wing. Spins in the paint. Scoops it up between two rocks. Lays it up and in. First basket of the ballgame for Jessica Lieber. Make it 72-65. 5:01 to play the ballgame. Steal by Sharon Diggins. Oh, no. Sharon, boy.
She
came down
ankle.
And turned her ankle and got called for the travel, obviously. But, yeah, she came down. I don't know if she landed on Twing's foot or not. She went straight
tell.
Up and she went straight up, took a pass out of the air, and I think maybe she landed on the foot of Twing, and she immediately went down. Boy,
right.
That is too bad.
And it doesn't look good either because she has not gotten up yet. And you're right, because what happened was she actually turned it when she before she actually caught the ball.
Yeah.
Because when she caught the ball, you could see her look in agony, and then she just went straight down to the floor. Her mother coming over now.
Yeah, down left. They're looking at the left ankle. 4:59 to play in the ballgame, 72-65.
And it looks like she has a brace on that ankle already.
You know what? It might be a
it might be
her calf. Maybe it was a cramp because I mean that's when it happens, that's a lot of pain especially when you're jumping trying to go up and it happens. That could be what it was. We might be fortunate if that was the case. It just looked like her ankle the way she had come down, but now it looks like they're rubbing that left calf.
Well, the trainer's working it out right now.
Pushing the foot back.
So that might be I bet you're right.
Hopefully that's all it is.
From other fanning her.
Didn't look good when she came down. But, yeah, unfortunately, the Streaks with a turnover. But, yeah, when you come down like that, whether it's, you know, you feel, like you said, which that kind of explains, you said it was before she even caught the ball, you could see her grimacing. That probably more explains it when you feel that when you're going up. And then because she came down and landed on one foot, she tried not to land on that one.
Well, and the other thing is when she came down, she kept that leg out in front of her, which I thought was kind of odd, but if it was cramping, you're probably 100% right. So she's got to come out of the game now. She seems to be walking okay, a slight limp. 72-65, 4:59 left to go in this game. Game reset, five timeouts left for the Streaks, only one for the Rocks. 10 fouls apiece. Both teams are in the double bonus.
This is Allen with it. Rocky with numbers. This is Trice, left side, passes over the top to Morgan Twing. Knocked away from behind by Haley Kelso. Unfortunately, Haley knocked it away, tried to save it in bounds, but her foot was on the baseline. Another great defensive play. She's had several of them tonight.
Yeah, she's got such quick hands when she gets around the basketball.
Morgan Twing to inbound from the right baseline for the Rocks. Nice job by Sabrina Clay denying the middle that time. Now right baseline. This is Twing. Misses the three-pointer. Rebound tipped around. Come down with Danny Teal and gets bumped from behind by Therese Allen. So Danny Teal's going to have two shots at the other end.
This is going to be Allen's third foul.
She's
one that you would like to get into foul trouble.
So Danny Teal goes to the line where she has hit two of three tonight. 4:44 to play, 72-65 Rocks, and you got to get the points with the clock stop.
You do. You definitely do. Especially trailing by seven here. The Streaks really need to cut into this lead.
Missed that one. Really, that was the difference in the first half. The Streaks 16 for 20 from the line in the first half. That's why they were even in the game.
Well, they were plus eight from the free throw line. They've made eight more free throws than the Rocks had.
72-65, Rocky leads.
Danny Teal's missed her last two from the line, including the front end of a 1-on-1.
And hits the second. And she'll be replaced by Chloe Anderson. So Allison Mangieri, Casey Williams, Rainey Sibley, Sharon Diggins back in there now. And Chloe Anderson, hope they got a little bit of fluids in her during that short time. This is Allen on the run across midcourt right side, right wing. Morgan Twing fires a quick three, and it's good. Wow. I'm surprised they even wanted that shot, but it's good. Make it 75-66, back to an 11 or a 9-point lead. Casey Williams, three-pointer out high left side is hard. Rebound off the hands of Sharon Diggins, run down by Allen. Allen across midcourt and timeout. Well, wait a minute. Whistle blew. Yeah, it should have been a travel then. I don't know.
Inadvertent whistle, I guess.
But Allen had traveled before that. Looked like she's going to go over and back. They're going to give it back to Rock Island.
Yep. On the inadvertent whistle.
Yep. Subs.
This crew's having a lot of issues.
Yeah.
And that's what Coach Massey's arguing right now, is how do you negate that travel over there?
Yeah.
And the subs technically shouldn't be allowed to come in.
No, that's what I was thinking.
And Siobhan Brewer's trying to get him to ring the buzzer again, and he said nope.
And it comes to Trice. Picks it up and travels with it. Nope, now it's stolen away by Sharon Diggins. Sharon down the right side, lays it up, and rolled it too short. Rebound, Casey Williams, though, for the Streaks. Casey dribbles out the left side, left baseline. Rainey Sibley lost the handle, got it back. And Coach Massey calls timeout. And this will be a 30-second timeout. 4:06 to play here in the ball game. Streaks trailing 75-66. I don't know that I can recall a more wild game than this one, although the pace has slowed down a little bit in the second half. Still been kind of a crazy one.
Nine steals for Sharon Diggins, but unfortunately she's missed a lot of easy layups.
You know, I was thinking when she was going in for that one, it's like, okay, you're probably thinking about jumping off that leg and cramping again, but fortunately that didn't happen, but she came up a little bit short on it. Jessica Lieber, Casey Williams, Sharon Diggins, Chloe Anderson, Haley Kelso in for the Streaks. Jessica Lieber will inbound from in front of the Streaks bench. 4:06 to play, 75-66 is the Rock Island lead. And it comes to Casey Williams on the left wing. Back to Jessica Lieber. Gets bumped, and a foul is going to be called on, who is that?
Can't tell.
Oh, that's
40,
McDuffie. So McDuffie picks up her second. Jessica Lieber to the free throw line again. She's just got one basket on the night, but she's got 12 points, 10 of those coming from the free throw line. Two shots this time, and she hits the first.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jess just took advantage of McDuffie there, a young player. She saw McDuffie way out of position, so she just drove right at her and got the foul called on her.
Second shot up and good as well. Make it 75-68, 4:03 to play. Young looking to inbound. Finally gets it into McDuffie. McDuffie on the run. Working against Rainey Sibley. Now trapped up by Rainey and Chloe Anderson. Looking for help. And a steal by Casey Williams. Casey down the right side, and McDuffie got there to swat it away. Casey had kind of lost the handle on the dribble, trying to get her angle to go to the basket. And McDuffie able to get in there and knock it away. But the Streaks will have it back on the right baseline.
Yeah, good hustle play there by McDuffie. Both teams now with 36 turnovers.
75-68 Rocky, 3:52 to play here in the ball game. Jessica Lieber to inbound for the right baseline. And it comes to Haley Kelso out high left side. Now at high right side, right of the center circle, Jessica Lieber to Casey Williams out high left side. Trapped up, looks for some help. Picks up her dribble and gives to Chloe Anderson out high on the right side. Chloe penetrates, kicks out to Sharon Diggins, right baseline. She'll stop and fire the 15-footer too hard. Rebound Trice and gets tied up with Chloe Anderson and Haley Kelso ripping away from both of them. The jump ball call, possession arrow points toward Rock Island.
That was actually a very nice play by Chloe Anderson.
Yeah.
She got the ball out high and did exactly what the Streaks haven't been doing all night. And she took it into the lane because the defense was sagging down at the bottom of the lane. Drew the defense, kicked it out to Sharon. And unfortunately, Sharon's little baseline jumper was a little strong.
I was worried about Chloe losing an arm when Trice was trying to rip it away, though.
Yeah.
Now Trice got called for the travel, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. So on the inbound, Trice was trapped up, traveled with it, and the Streaks get it back on the Rocks. Turnover, 3:31 to play.
I can't even see that little official down there with the cheerleaders. I'm shorter than the cheerleaders.
Now the inbound comes to Allison Mangieri. Free throw line, kicks out to Jessica Lieber, left wing, fires a three. That's too hard. Rebound Sabrina Clay on the weak side. Has it knocked away. It's going to go back to the Streaks.
Seven rebounds now for Sabrina Clay. That was her first offensive rebound.
Casey Williams, Chloe Anderson back in for Sabrina Clay and Danny Teal.
Streaks within seven. They just have not been able to put together a run just yet. And they've come close a couple times, had some breakaways, had some easy-looking shots. Just have not been able to muster up the points necessary.
Inbound pass, wide open under the basket. Casey Williams from Jessica Lieber lays it up and in. Line change for the Rocks. Brewer back in now. She gives to Hoover. Right block. She traveled with a no-call. Scoops it up, no good. Casey Williams fouled on the rebound by McDuffie. That's going to be her third foul. We'll walk back the other way. Casey Williams with two shots, and she can cut it to a three-point lead with 3:13 to play.
Three fouls, and Casey, eight rebounds to go along with her 10 points.
Yeah. 3:13 to play, 75-70 Rocks.
Casey, 3 of 5 from the stripe in this game. She came in as a 38.9% free throw shooter.
And she hits the first, then make it 75-71.
Big free throws right here for the Streaks. They have got to keep hitting down the stretch.
Allen and Quinn back in for Rock Island. 3:13 to play in the ballgame. Streaks trailing 75-71. They trail by as many as 11. Second shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Jackson. Now this is Quinn with it. Cross midcourt right side. Nearly stolen away by Jessica Lieber. Now Rainey simply comes up with it. Rainey across midcourt right side. Picks up, looks for help, gets to Jessica Lieber. Jessica on the dribble, top of the key. Into the paint, pulls up with a 10-footer. Rolls it in! Second basket for Jessica Lieber. 30-second timeout called by Evan Massey. Streets trail by two. Oh, no, this is going to be a full timeout. Full timeout. We will take one as well. 2:53 to play. Rock Island 75, Galesburg 73. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Picture this. Your car's been damaged in an accident. You feel upset. So imagine walking into our office to this.
I'm not sure that shaking my maracas around the office is going to make anyone's car woes any better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Sports stories, sports scores, and more. Fox Sports Radio. Weekends on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Back at Galesburg High School, 2:53 to play in the ballgame. The Streaks have cut it now to a two-point lead, 75-73. Rocks come back out on the floor. They'll have to bring it the length of the court. They've got Brewer back in, Jackson in there as well, Jacqueline Twing, Allen and Trice in there for Rock Island. It'll be Jackson to inbound.
Watch Brewer here. They're going to try to get it to her.
And it comes to Trice. Now it does get to Brewer. Brewer on the dribble, still in the backcourt. Now gets it across to Allen across the timeline. Left baseline, this is Jacqueline Twing. Three-pointer up, in and out, no good. Rebound tipped around. Allen brings it out, puts it up off the glass and in.
That is a tough break right there because Joss was there, just couldn't jump high enough to get to it.
Now Sharon drives right side, comes up short with a shot, rebound. Chloe Anderson diving after it. Trice as well on a jump ball called. Again, also Rainey Sibley diving in there after it. This time the possession arrow points toward the Streaks. With 2:31 to play, 77-73, Rock Island. Haley Kelso, Danny Teal, Sabrina Clay in now with Jessica Lieber and Sharon Diggins. And Casey Williams is going to check in for Sabrina Clay. You can't do that.
Yeah, well.
They let her, though. She didn't play a play. She just checked in.
Same thing we saw from those officials the other night.
And it comes to Danny Teal down on the block. Shot is blocked, though. And Danny gets a rebound, kicks out to Sharon Diggins. She gets knocked to the floor by Jacqueline Twing. That'll be her third foul. So Sharon goes to the free throw line with two shots.
With as many fouls as we've seen in this game, I cannot believe there's not more players with four fouls.
I know.
The only player with four fouls is Siobhan Brewer, and she's had it since second quarter.
And then for us, Haley Kelso.
Yeah.
But I guess the difference is because so many people are playing, as Sharon misses the first one. We got so many people going in and out that when you're spread out over 13 to 15 players, I guess is the difference.
Oh, and for us, it's also Casey Williams and Sabrina Clay.
Oh, okay. Second shot for Sharon is good.
Streaks got quit splitting at the free throw line, 77-74.
Now the ball knocked away on the inbound, and Rock Island will get it on the near sideline. 2:25 to play. It's a three-point game. Rock Island 77, Galesburg 74. Both teams 2-0 in the Western Big Six. Rock Island undefeated on the season at 6-0. The Streaks 7-1. Ooh, Danny Teal with a near steal on the inbound, but Trice comes up with it. This is Allen in the backcourt. Working against Danny Teal and Rainey Sibley. Gets across midcourt left side. Now left baseline. Twing fires a three again and got it. Wow. That's a backbreaker there. Jacqueline Twing hit one early in the game. That's her second. Make it 80-74 Rocks. Now Jessica Lieber lost a handle of it. Danny Teal comes up with it. Now Rainey Sibley on the left wing. Timeout called by Coach Massey.
I was wondering what the call was going to be there for a second. 30-second timeout. The Streaks a little disjointed in offense again. They were able to cut that lead all the way down to 75-73, but the last couple trips down, they just have not seemed very coherent on the offensive end. Now, last time down, Sharon was able to get to the free throw line, and she slipped, but the Streaks need to keep hitting free throws because they're going to be there.
2:05 to play in the ballgame. It is Rock Island 80, Galesburg 74. Galesburg will have the ball. They'll inbound from in front of the Streaks bench. It'll be Chloe Anderson, Casey Williams, Jessica Lieber, Allison Mangieri, and Sharon Diggins for the Streaks. It'll be Jessica Lieber to inbound. Allen up playing the ball. Then it comes to Allison Mangieri. Back to Jessica Lieber. Top of the key. Spins to the free throw line. Lost a handle on. Kicked out to Casey Williams. Casey dribbles right. Gets to Sharon Diggins. Right baseline. Right wing. Jessica Lieber. And
wow.
She traveled with it. Streaks turn it over with 1:55 to play.
A little offense, defense. Rainey coming back in for Allison Mangieri. And screen play coming in for Casey Williams.
It'll be Jackson to inbound on the near sideline for the Rocks. They'll bring it from three quarters court. And it comes to Allen in the backcourt. Allen on the dribble, still in the backcourt, going back under the Streaks basket. Now gets it across to Trice. Now under the basket, nice look to Jackson. She lays it up and in. Her first basket of the fourth quarter. She's got 17. Left wing, Allison, rather Rainey Sibley, three-pointer.
Looked got like
fouled
got
on it. No call right in front of the official.
Wow.
Now with the rebound was Jacqueline Twing. This is Allen. Gives to Trice. Fires a three from the right wing. Blocked by Sabrina Clay. And Chloe Anderson saved an inbound. Sabrina Clay back to Chloe Anderson. Nice defensive play by Sabrina. Sabrina Clay with it. Across midcourt left side. Down the left side of the lane. Got knocked away from behind.
Wait a minute. The ball got, I thought it got knocked away. They're giving it to Rock Island, though. I thought, okay, apparently no argument. It looked like to me like she had gotten it knocked away, but they're going to say she just dribbled it out of bounds. Okay. Minute 13 left to go. Streaks trail by eight. Just every time they've climbed back in here in the fourth quarter, it just a couple bad plays send it back the other way. And now Coach Massey calling yet another timeout.
And this is going to be a full timeout. Yeah, we'll take one as well. 1:13 to play. It is Rock Island 82, Galesburg 74. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
I returned from combat duty in a wheelchair, but it turns out many apartment buildings can't accommodate me. I fought for freedom and thought I'd be free to choose where I live.
After the phone interview, we assumed the apartment was ours.
But when we showed up, the manager said no longer available.
The only way to stop housing discrimination is to report it. Visit hud.gov/fairhousing or call 1-800-669-9777. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Back at John Field, Jim, Tom Aaron, along with Eric Gibson, 1:13 to play in the ballgame. Streaks trailing 82-74 to the Rock Island Rocks. And the Rocks will have the ball. They'll bring it the length of the court. It'll be Jackson inbound. Both Morgan and Jacqueline Twing in. Carly Hoover and Siobhan Brewer for Rock Island. For Galesburg, Rainey Sibley, Danny Teal, Jessica Lieber, Casey Williams, Sharon Diggins. And it comes to Hoover. Hoover on the dribble in front of the Streaks bench. Trapped up now. Gets it across to Brewer. Rocks with numbers. Brewer behind the back dribble. Now gets it under the basket to Jackson. Lost a handle on it. But they're going to say it went off Casey Williams.
Yeah, line. Casey poked it away. Nice defensive play by her, but at this point in the game, the Streaks need the ball back, not out of bounds.
Hoover to inbound, and it comes to Jackson over the back of Danny Teal, puts it up and in. She's got 19 and make it 84-74 Rock Island. Jessica Lieber on the dribble, and pass went between Casey Williams and Rainey Sibley.
And Casey looks dejected out there as Jess just threw that one, I think assuming that Casey was going to keep running, and so she tried to lead her, and Casey had pulled up.
Under a minute to play in the ball game. Here's Jacqueline Twing, or rather Morgan Twing, shot blocked by Casey Williams. Jessica Lieber with a rebound, 47 seconds to play. Sharon Diggins, right wing, steps back, fires a three, and got it. And they get 84-77, 42.6 to play. Timeout, Coach Massey.
I think that's his last timeout. Yeah. And so what the Streaks really need to do is they need to start fouling.
Yeah.
I mean, this has been a very poor free throw shooting team, and yeah, they have not started fouling yet. I mean, just can't believe it.
You don't want to foul Brewer. She's been perfect.
Yeah,
the
she's the only one who I think I would foul.
Yeah,
but
and you don't even want her to have her hands on the ball because the best ball handler as well. But they haven't been giving it to her on the inbound every time. They've been getting it in to Allen most of the time. So, yeah, you're right. They're going to have to foul. That's probably what Coach Massey's saying now. We have to foul immediately. Go for the steal. You don't get the steal, foul. Or just at least go after the ball aggressively. If you get the steal, great. Otherwise, you're going to get the foul. But you need to do something right away.
Right.
Not let too much time run off the clock. 42.6 to play. 84-77 is the Rock Island lead. Streaks will come out with Allison Mangieri, Casey Williams, Chloe Anderson, Rainey Sibley, and Sharon Diggins. Chloe will be up playing the ball. Jackson will inbound for Rock Island. Brewer, Hoover, Jacqueline Twing, and Allen in for Rock Island. Got to watch Brewer going long also. And they do get it into Brewer. Brewer fakes, gets it across. Now down to Hoover. Wide open to the basket. Gives off to Jackson. Lays it up and missed it. Rebound to Sharon Diggins, and she's fouled by Jackson. Well, that was kind of best-case scenario there for the Shrieks, that Rock Island would miss an easy layup.
Well, I couldn't believe they didn't foul.
I know.
9 seconds came off the clock there because the Shrieks didn't foul, but...
So Sharon goes to the free throw line with two shots. A foul one against Jackson. That's her third. So 35.1 to play. And Sharon Diggins goes to the free throw line with two shots. Hits the first. Sharon with 10 points on the night.
Interesting if they decide to foul now.
Yeah.
For some reason, Coach Hoover takes his daughter out. I would guess that she was probably a fairly good free throw shooter. Maybe not.
Second shot is up. Off the back iron. No rebound. Tipped around, but Brewer comes down with it, unfortunately. Brewer on the dribble. Got a foul. They're going after the ball, but they're not fouling. And now Chloe Anderson bumps Brewer, but that's not the person who went the line, but she had the ball, so you had to foul her. That's why it was unfortunate. The rebound bounced out so long, and Brewer was the only one in the neighborhood. First foul on Chloe Anderson.
So surprised that they didn't foul sooner.
Siobhan Brewer goes to the free throw line.
She's 8 for 8.
Yeah, 8 for 8. Now make it 9 for 9. 20 points on the night for Brewer. She's been playing with four fouls since what?
The second quarter.
Second quarter.
Which I still can't believe that they didn't try to target her to get her out of the game.
Rocky not even up on the lane. Second shot is up, and she made that one as well. 26 seconds to play. And Rocky drops back into his zone. Freaks need a basket, and now they're not even taking a shot at it. Now Casey Williams fires a three. That's too hard. Rebound to Jackson, and she's fouled immediately.
She's not playing too well during the stretch here. Not showing much of a sense of urgency.
Four fouls on Jessica Lieber. So Jackson will walk down for two shots for Rock Island.
Jackson is 3 of 6 in the game from the stripe.
19 points for Mercedes Jackson, 5'11 sophomore for the Rocks. Missed the first.
Well, it always seems like we make one of their players look like a superstar.
Yep. Usually a post player, too.
Yeah, usually.
And that was the case again tonight. Mercedes Jackson eyes the second and missed that one, so she's not going to get 20 for the night, more than likely. Jessica Lieber with it to Sharon Diggins, right wing. Goes to the baseline. Now out to Casey Williams, and the Shrieks turn it over. Kind of the story of the night right there.
Yep.
With 5.5 seconds to play, and the Rock Island Rocks are going to stay unbeaten.
That's the 40th turnover of the night for the Shrieks.
Wow. And it comes to Jacqueline Twing. Now this is Allen with it. 2 seconds to play, 1 second to play, and the Rock Island Rocks have defeated the Galesburg Silver Shrieks in a back-and-forth battle. The Rocks took over midway through that third quarter and controlled the fourth quarter. Shrieks made a bit of a run there to cut into it, but the Rocks, another run of their own, and they take home the 86-78 win over the Galesburg Silver Shrieks. Shrieks dropped to 7-2 on the season, 2-1 in the Western Big Six. The Rocks now 7-0 on the year and 3-0 in the Western Big Six Conference. We'll come back with our post-game show. We'll get a chance to chat with Shrieks head coach Evan Massey. We will also take a look at our final statistics and our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Final score, Rock Island 86, Galesburg 78. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIO is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. Crady Insurance. One office for all your insurance needs. Reed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. And by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Each year, filled with holiday spirit, Ed goes down to his basement, unpacks the electric snowman, and carries him outside for all to enjoy. And each year, just like that, Ed's holiday spirit disappears. Fortunately, Ed's spirit can be revived by indulging in McCafé's rich peppermint mocha and peppermint hot chocolate.
Love the holidays.
For a limited time, get a small peppermint mocha or any hot McCafé espresso beverage free when you buy a $10 McDonald's Arch Card. At participating McDonald's.
How about some Black Friday deals you can get through the middle of December? Here's a sale you don't have to get up early for. Galesburg Sewing Center's Black Friday Brother Sewing Machine Sale is going on now until December 17th. Select Brother machines have rebates and gifts valued up to almost $900. These savings are just in time for the holidays. You can also check out their selection of machines, priced starting at $100. Don't miss Brother's Black Friday event at Galesburg Sewing Center in downtown Galesburg, now through December 17th.
The official WGIL forecast. Scattered showers tonight over that low of 40. Slight chance of showers tomorrow with a high of 48. Low of 36 tomorrow night. The outlook for the weekend, partly sunny on Saturday with a high of 45. Good chance for rain Saturday night with a low of 38. Rain likely for Sunday with a high of 42. And a chance of snow Sunday night with a low of 26. It's 45 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Stacks, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14.
Back here at John Field Gym, where the Galesburg Silver Streaks fell to the Rock Island Rocks. 86-78 was the final score. Streaks outscored the Rocks 26-25 in that fourth quarter, but after getting outscored 25-16 in the third, that's the big difference in the ball game. So the Streaks fall to 7-2 on the season, 2-1 in the Western Big Six. The Rocks remain unbeaten. They are 7-0 overall, 3-0 now, alone atop the Western Big Six Conference. And you don't expect this is going to be a season where anybody's going to go undefeated in the conference. But you'd obviously rather hold serve at home, because it's a tough place to play up at Rock Island, and this is obviously a very good team. So this is one you really wanted to get, and you had a chance. You had chances at it, you know.
Well, you did, and on top of it, you had this game actually in your hands. You were controlling it pretty well in the third quarter. Everything was going well. A couple turnovers, some quick points for Rocky, and then all of a sudden the winds shifted, and you went from a 9-point lead to a 9-point deficit by the end of the third quarter. In fact, it was an 18-0 run that put the Rocks back up. But then after that, you thought, okay, well, if the Streaks can regroup in the get it close in the fourth quarter, they're going to have the momentum to push this game over the top. The Streaks were able to push it all the way down to a 2-point advantage for Rocky, 75-73, but weren't able to get back into it after that. That was at approximately the 253 mark. They had knocked it down to a 2-point advantage. Kind of an odd timeout to be called, but Coach Massey called a timeout at that point in order, I'm guessing, just to go over how they want to end the game, and it almost worked to the detriment because all the momentum the Streaks had disappeared, and from that point where they had put it to 75-73, they got outscored the rest of the way 11-5.
So the Streaks fall, 86-78 was the final score. Galesburg High boys in action tomorrow night. They will take that Western Big Six trip down to Quincy to take on the Blue Devils. Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee will have the action for you here on WGIL and WGIL.com. About 7:06 for the pregame. Tip-off should be around 7:30 tomorrow night. We'll have all the action for you right here. Then the boys will take Saturday off. The girls will be in action. They'll travel up their first road game. It'll be a non-conference game up at Main South in Park Ridge. They'll take on the Main South Hawks, and that is going to be a very good team we are going to see coming up on Saturday. And that'll be, scheduled for 2:30 tip-off, so we'll take the air around 2:10 on Saturday afternoon. Then Illinois Fighting Illini basketball coming your way on Saturday night. Well, they'll be out on the West Coast in Seattle to take on the Zags from Gonzaga. That'll be a test for the Illini, and that will be an 8:30 pregame, 9 o'clock tip-off here on WGIL. We'll take a timeout, come back, talk more about this one, get a chance to chat with the Streaks head coach, and more. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
I'll never forget that moment.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
It started with a phone call.
I got the text when I was at work.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
This was it, the real deal.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires, how they were getting dangerously close to homes.
It was amazing to be a part of this massive operation. Helicopters were going out with huge buckets to drop water on the fires.
Some of the guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
We went out in Humvees to help with the evacuations.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com. Discover what it means to be a citizen soldier, to serve locally as well as globally. Look into the benefits, including career skills and money for college. Take a moment. Go to NationalGuard.com today.
Sponsored by the Illinois National Guard. Aired by the Illinois Broadcasters Association and this station.
Stay informed with Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Back here at John Field Gym, Tom Aerodith along with Eric Gibson, where the Streaks fall tonight to the Rock Island Rocks by a final score of 86-78. We'll start off with our individual statistics brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. Scoring-wise, for the Galesburg Silver Streaks, they had four players in double figures, a couple others close. 16 points for Jessica Lieber to lead the way. Just two baskets, 12 of 15 from the free throw line. 11 points apiece for Casey Williams and Allison Mangieri. Allison with three threes and a two. Casey with a couple of baskets, a three, and four for seven from the free throw line. 10 points for Sharon Diggins, including a three, a couple of twos, three for six from the free throw line. 8 points for Chloe Anderson, including three baskets, three for four from the free throw line. 7 points for Rainey Sibley, including a three, a couple of twos, 0 for 1 from the free throw line. 6 points for Haley Kelso. She had a couple of threes in the first half. 4 points for Sabrina Clay on 4 for 4 from the free throw line. 4 points for Danny Teal on 3 points for Danny Teal on 3 for 5 from the free throw line. 2 points for Michaela Isley on a basket in the first half. The Streaks, after going 16 for 20 from the free throw line in the first half, just 12 for 21 in the second half, ended up 28 for 41 for the ball game, and 8 three-pointers in the ball game for the Streaks. For the Rocks, they were led by Siobhan Brewer with 21 points, including 10 for 10 from the free throw line, and that's what you want from your point guard. 19 points for the sophomore Mercedes Jackson, just 3 for 8 from the free throw line. She could have been over that 20-point mark as well. They had another player in double figures. Jacqueline Twing had 10 points, including a couple of three-pointers. 9 points for Carice Allen. 4 points for Harmony Trice. 3 points for Carly Hoover on a three early in the game. 7 for Shemaya Clark. She had a 3, a 2, and 2 for 2 from the line. 8 points for Morgan Twing, including a couple of three-pointers. One backbreaker down the stretch, or was that by her sister? They both hit one in the fourth quarter, nonetheless. 2 points for Jacqueline Young on a basket. 2 points for Jasmaya Quinn as well for the Rocks. So Streaks fall 86-78. Are you ready for the team ones yet?
No, not
okay,
just yet.
Okay, so let's see. And I was in the middle of trying to count up their free throws as well. It's a lot. It's hard when you get so many of everything, so many fouls, so many free throws, so many turnovers in the ball game. The Streaks, we know the Streaks did have 40 turnovers for the game, and that is a rarity. And it's also rare when they have more turnovers than their opponent. But, it's kind of an interesting thing when they're both playing the same, pretty much the same style of basketball as well, that you're going to have games like that every now and then. But, boy, tough one for the Streaks as they had some chances. Got down early by 10 points, but came back. In fact, they were down just 21-19 at the end of the first quarter after not scoring till they were down 9-0. They got their first basket at 3:45 of the first quarter from Allison Mangieri. And then trailed 12-2 after that, able to come back and cut it to a 21-19 deficit at the end of the first quarter. Got into the second quarter, and the Streaks actually had briefly taken a lead, and we ended up tied at halftime as the Streaks outscored the Rocks 17-16 in the second quarter. We were tied at 36 going in at halftime. Third quarter, though, Streaks came out in a good way, got the first 4 points of the third quarter, jumped out to a 40-36 lead, and a little bit back and forth for a couple of minutes. Then the Rocks kind of took over from there. They outscored the Streaks 25-16 in the third quarter. Streaks did cut it to, was it 4 or 3 in that fourth quarter?
Got it down to 75-73.
So got it down to actually 2 points in that fourth quarter, and then the Rocks went on another run. And they outscored the Streaks, or actually Streaks outscored the Rocks 26-25 in that fourth quarter. But the Rocks come away with a victory 86-78.
Well, the Streaks kind of got beat at their own game. They forced 38 turnovers, but they committed 40. So this is the first time, maybe in the last three or four seasons, that the Streaks have had more turnovers than their opponents. And definitely the first time I remember the Streaks turning it over 40 times since I've been doing the broadcast. On the rebound side of things, Streaks were out-rebounded 49-44. Offensive rebounds, which usually the Streaks dominate in, 17-13 they were beaten at. The Rocks were 22 of 45 from inside the arc, 7 of 24 from distance, so they were 29 of 69 from the floor, 21 of 33 from the free throw line, including two misses at the front end of 1-and-1s. The Streaks, on the other hand, 12 of 28, 8 of 32, so that's 20 of 60, so they were right at 33% shooting themselves. And they were 28 of 41 from the free throw line, missing the front end of 2 1-and-1s. So not a good night for the Streaks. Usually the numbers you see, the Streaks with more turnovers, more offensive rebounds, and more shots put up, they lost all three of those categories in this one.
And, you know, we talked about in the pregame, the big couple of the big stats were going to be rebounding and turnovers. And, you don't want to lose that turnover battle, which doesn't happen that often, like we said, with the Streaks. But that did happen tonight. Streaks fall 86-78. Being joined now by Streaks head coach Evan Massey, our postgame coaches interview brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Coach, it's, kind of interesting in some ways that, with them playing a similar style, getting beat at some of the things that you normally do to beat teams. And, you know, you had obviously way more turnovers than you would like and more than either one of us have seen that your team has had.
Right. And credit to them. They did some things defensively that made it tough as far as matchups, and we didn't handle it. You know, I thought, two key things. I thought, one, you know, they come out and are going to guard Sharon and Jess and then double-team them. So that meant our other kids, when they got the ball, they're either wide open or they're 3-on-2. And what was happening to us is we didn't really make, we didn't make decisive choices with what we were doing. That I think, some of that, you know, it's my responsibility to have us prepared. And we weren't prepared to take advantage of that. We did sometimes, but we didn't do enough. But then, you know, the key part of the game was where I think we went up at one point on Rainey's three. I think we went up 8 or 9 with the free throw.
Like
something
nine.
Like that. And I don't really want to go through and count it. But at that point, we quit hitting shots. And that you got to play through that. And we didn't play through that. In fact, the classic was what we did was a number of times we would miss a shot. And then we'd just go chase the rebounder. And that's what we want to do, but we would just immediately foul them. And I think there was one stretch when they had that run where 4 out of 6 times we fouled a rebounder.
Yeah, and that was a case in the first half. Boy, you were lights out from the free throw line, I think 16 for 20 in the first half. They didn't shoot that well from the line. Then things kind of changed a little bit in the second half. You ended up, I think, 5th or 12 for 21 in the second half, and they were, I believe, 13 for 19. So, and Brewer was just unbelievable from the line down the stretch. But, yeah, there seemed like you said, at one point you had them down by 9. Obviously, you made a good comeback to start. You know, coming out, they jumped up. You didn't score till 3:45 of the first quarter. You were down 9-0, then 12-2, and then did a really nice job of keeping your composure and getting back into it and being only down 2 at halftime. And then, like you said, taking that 9-point lead in the third quarter, but it just some things just not going right after that, obviously.
Yeah, I thought, you know, we did a good job with composure going there and things. But I don't know. This is the second game in a row in which I keep thinking of Mike Hellenthal when he was the AD, told when he was the assistant at Quincy that they would purposely go out at the beginning of the game and just reach and foul and race to get to four or five fouls in the first quarter, so then your crowd would start screaming at the refs. Well, that's happened the last two games. I mean, you know, I'm not saying we don't foul, but, you know, one of the things that we're committed to with this style is we're not going to end up send people to the foul line. Yeah. And we started out, and it was good, and it was 5-1. Their coach calls a timeout, and he's on the floor the entire timeout screaming at the referee. And bingo, six fouls called in a row on us at that point. Yeah. And it's not that referees, you know, they could care less who wins. But the bottom line is that they can't. Referee cannot psychologically let another coach do that to him. And tonight those guys let them do that, do that to him.
Yeah, that's why we kind of felt that way as well. And just it seemed like at one time, like, okay, at the beginning of the game, yeah, they called it kind of tight. Then things started to loosen up, and then it's like then it was totally inconsistent for a while. I'm like, how do you adjust? Because it seemed like at one point, you know, we've got somebody trapped, and all of a sudden the whistle will blow, and there's a foul. And then, you know, on the other hand, look like maybe we get fouled in a trap. The call's not going that way. Just some really strange things. But, there, you know, a few bright spots. One, you know, Allison Mangieri finally kind of got untracked from the field. Haley Kelso also from the field, and really a nice job for you defensively along with Sharon and the others.
We'll be out. All right. Yeah. We'll get better. We'll just keep working and improving. And, you know, this wasn't one of our better games. That's a credit to Rock Island.
Coach, thanks for talking with us. As always, we appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
That is Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the postgame show. Our postgame coaches interview brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. We'll take our final timeout, come back, name our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
This holiday season, WGIL has Christmas all wrapped up. You could win presents from jewelry to furniture in our Pick a Present contest. Listen for the cue to call. And if you're caller number 5, you'll have a chance to draw two numbers. If the presents behind those numbers match, you'll hear,
ho, ho, ho.
And you won that present. If they don't match, it's play Pick a Present weekdays on WGIL.
WGIL's Christmas Pick a Present is sponsored by Galesburg Sewing Center, Calico Cat, and Niece Harley Davidson. Details at WGIL.com.
Illinois fans, help us paint Chicago orange and come cheer on your Fighting Illini men's basketball team as they take on Auburn at the United Center on Saturday, December 29th for a 1:15 p.m. game. It's a brand new style of Illini basketball under new head coach John Gross, so don't miss your chance to see them in action in the Windy City. It's Illinois basketball at the United Center, Saturday, December 29th. Buy your tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Go Illini!
Terry Cavanaugh here for WGIL. Start your morning with the latest in news, weather, sports, and agribusiness information. Join Will Stevenson, Jim Lee, and me tomorrow morning at 5 on the WGIL Morning News.
Back at John Field, Jim, Tom Aerodiff along with Eric Gibson. Streaks fall to the Rock Island Rocks. 86-78 is the final score. Streaks fall to 7-2-1 of the Big Six. The Rocks now 7-0, 3-0 in the Western Big Six. Time right now to name our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Autobody, you better call Dave. Kind of tough to do it in the loss, but there was, I guess, multiple crunch times in this game, and I would say the majority of those time things weren't going the Streaks' way, unfortunately, because you know you could, if that was the case, you would name Siobhan Brewer the crunch time player of the game, hitting 10-for-10 from the free throw line, including 6-for-6 and a 3-pointer in that fourth quarter. But for the Streaks, you know, a number of things we talked about, the defensive performances, some things Casey Williams did, some things Sharon Diggins did, some things that Haley Kelso did, even Jessica Lieber, really not only scoring a couple baskets from the field but getting to the free throw line. But this young lady, number one, got the Streaks on the board in the first place, hit a couple of threes in the first half and a huge three in that fourth quarter to help get us right back in it and a chance.
Yeah, and that would be Elsa Mangieri. 11 points, one block, one rebound. She was igniter for the Streaks offense. She got the Streaks going in the first quarter. She hit a big three to get them moving in the second quarter, then again late in the game. So she was the one that kind of really kept the Streaks pushing towards getting back in the game. And she's definitely, as far as the Streaks were concerned, where the crunch time was, she was the crunch time player of the game. But not to overlook, and that sometimes can be done in a loss, Rainey Sibley, seven steals. Casey Williams, eight rebounds, four steals, and two blocks. Sharon Diggins, nine steals. And like you said, Jess, 12 of 15 from the free throw line. So, you know, there were some good individual performances. Unfortunately for the Streaks, it seemed like they just could not get over that hump after they had taken the nine-point lead. It looked like all was good. And then all of a sudden the Rocks went on a run, and that 18-0 run to close out the third quarter was the deadly run. That was the one that the Streaks just could not overcome. They got as close as two in the fourth quarter, and that was about all they could muster.
So Allison Mangieri, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Well, they don't get any easier. Fortunately, it's not one that means much of anything because it's a Class 4A team that you would never see in the postseason, and it's a non-conference game, but always a tough test, and it's good to play teams like this. On Saturday, we'll head up to Park Ridge, and the Streaks will take on the Maine South Hawks, and that'll be a 2:10 pregame, 2:30 for the tip-off. And this is going to be a team that, well, one of those that we talk about, Streaks Streaks can handle big, they can handle athletic, but big and athletic is what makes it tough because we don't have the size, and they've got a young lady that's 6'2 or 6'3, going to be playing at Illinois next year, and Jackie Grant, a four-year varsity player. Got another one of their guards, I believe it's like 5'11, and I can't recall her name off the top of my head, but another very good player who's going to be playing at St. Louis U. And all, I mean, they're always a good team. They've got a good program there, and I believe they finished fourth in 4A last year. Is that right?
Sounds right.
So going to be a tough test again coming up on Saturday afternoon.
Well, it's a litmus test, and that's exactly what the Streaks, why you put them on your calendar or your schedule is so that you can go and you can test yourself against a good squad like that. Now, the important thing for the Streaks is going to see how they play after this loss. And, you know, in my opinion, this was the – of the two losses, this is the worst loss the Streaks have had this year because in the Springfield game, you kind of got yourself off to the wrong foot. You fell way behind. The closest you were able to push it to was eight and pretty much played from way behind the whole game. And that's a real good Springfield team now. Again, another 4A team. But in this game, this is not only a conference team, a team you'll play a lot. Yep. You said it's always tough when you don't defend your own home floor. And then on top of things, you talk about the fact that the Streaks had the nine-point lead in the third quarter. Things were going well, and you felt good about things and just could not close things out. So a very difficult loss to swallow. I guess one of the positives going up to Park Ridge is that you're going to have you had a lot of players that played within themselves and showed what they could do. And then additionally, I think Maine South's conference schedule dictates that they play on Friday night.
Yeah, they normally have a big conference game the night before, which is always a helpful thing.
Yeah.
But you know, it's still a case when, you know, if the Streaks come out, you know, anytime when you're running the system, you've come out and you have multiple girls that are hitting on a night, which we really haven't had one of those nights just this season.
No.
where we've, I mean, we have hit, 11, 12, 13 in a game.
Right.
However, we just haven't had one of the nights where you've got like three of them that are lighting it up. And we saw like Allison Mangieri's prime example tonight, hitting and finally kind of getting untracked. Haley Kelso with a couple. We know Jessica Lieber and Sharon Diggins can do it as well. Rainey Sibley with one tonight. So you never know. You get one of those days or nights when all things are clicking and you can beat anybody.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, by no means do I think that the Streaks are going to lose for sure on Saturday, because if you look back, the last time these two teams played, the Streaks actually won.
Yeah, up there.
Yeah. And so this isn't a foregone conclusion. I don't think that the fans should take it that way. Realistically, the important thing is to remember it's going to be a difficult game, and the Streaks going up there have to keep that in mind, that this is probably going to be the best team you play all season.
Yeah.
Maybe not the best team, because Springfield was a pretty good team, but definitely the best individual players that you'll probably see all season.
So that'll be again Saturday afternoon, about 2:10 for the pregame here on WGIL and WGIL.com. Coming up tomorrow night, Galesburg High boys make the long trek down to Quincy to take on the Blue Devils. I don't know. I keep calling it a long trek when we're going up to the suburbs.
Yeah.
Although I guess it's the worst if you're going to Quincy. At least we're going somewhere.
Right.
So anyway, Brad and Jim will make that trip tomorrow night, and that'll be about 7:06 for the pregame and 7:30 tip-off here on WGIL and WGIL.com. The boys take the night off Saturday. Fighting Illini in action. They'll play out at Seattle. They'll take on Gonzaga, and that'll be an 8:30 pregame
9 o'clock for the tip. Well, the Streaks fall tonight. They are now 7-2 on the season, 2-1 in the Western Big Six. Rock Island remains undefeated. They're alone in first place in the Western Big Six Conference. The final score, Rock Island 86, Galesburg 78. For Eric Gibson and for our studio engineers tonight, Brian Prescott and Nick Simpson, I'm Tom Arida saying goodnight from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.